in the city repair project and is still involved in the city repair project in Portland, Oregon, a very big community growth movement. And it's going to be a fantastic interview. So listen in tomorrow and have a great day. And we'll be here. See you then.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
CBS News, I'm Sam Litzinger. Wisconsin officials say the sheriff's deputy responsible for yesterday's fatal shootings at an apartment in Crandon forced his way into the duplex and fired 30 rounds. Six people were killed, one injured. The deputy, Tyler Peterson, later exchanged shots with law enforcement officers before he himself was killed. Crandon Police Chief John Denny says this was a tough, tough case.
This occurred as a shock to us just as much as it was to anyone else. But I want you to know that it is so important to realize once we realized he was our suspect, we treated him. He was no longer a cop. He was treated as a fugitive.
Investigators say Peterson had been in a relationship with one of the shooting victims. The lone survivor of the attack has been upgraded to serious condition and is reported improving at a hospital. No word on when it might actually happen, but a mentally retarded man who'd been accused of murder but never brought to trial has been ordered released. A judge in Durham, North Carolina, has dismissed the case against Floyd Brown, who has an IQ of 50. He'd been charged in the 1993 robbery and beating death of an 80-year-old woman. Brown's family insisted he didn't do it, but prosecutors say he's dangerous and should not be set free. The sentence for Michael Devlin, life in prison for kidnapping one of two boys. Authorities said he held captive and sexually abused in his apartment. The Missouri judge handed down the sentence after Devlin pleaded guilty to charges related to the abduction of 13-year-old Ben Ownby. His parents say, thank goodness.
We anticipated we'd get to this point in time eventually, so
we're just relieved that it's over with.
Devlin's expected to plead guilty in three more jurisdictions as well. The hunt is on in the Cascade Mountains of central Washington state for a missing plane that may have been carrying nearly a dozen people. Nisha Marvel with the State Transportation Department says the Cessna went missing last night.
The passengers are part of a skydiving club, and they were out attending an event in Utah and just on their way back to Shelton, Washington.
Officials say the plane's emergency locator apparently wasn't activated. The Bush administration is coming in for criticism for the way it treats Iraqi refugees. More than 4 million have been driven from their homes by violence, and host countries such as Jordan and Syria say they're overwhelmed. Bill Frelick with the group Human Rights Watch says the U.S. has a moral duty to do more to help.
I think the U.S. has a particular responsibility. I mean, it is the country, after all, that did initiate this war.
The United States is the biggest aid donor to Iraqi refugees, but some human rights advocates say the need far exceeds the available resources. Well, the two sides are talking. The clock is ticking at contract talks in Detroit. The United Auto Workers Union has put Chrysler on notice that a strike is possible if negotiations stall. It set a deadline of 11 a.m. Wednesday to reach a contract agreement. On Wall Street, the Dow finished the day down 22 points. The Nasdaq gained 7 points. This is CBS News.
Here we have the Carrier Infinity 96 gas furnace.
Wow.
It features an AFUE rating of up to 96.6% and 40 to 120,000 BTU-8 capacity.
Great. I have no idea what that means.
You could save up to 33% on heating costs.
Now that I understand.
Carrier, turn to the experts. For a limited time during Cool Cash, get from $50 to $1,200 cash back on qualifying Carrier Infinity systems. Savings compared to previous Carrier models. See participating dealer for details.
As parents, we're always thinking of ways to keep our children safe. But there's one threat many parents aren't aware of. It's child identity theft, and it's the fastest growing form of identity theft. The effects can be devastating, and the crime can go undetected for years. That's why you should go to FamilySecure.com and let us safeguard your children's personal information, monitor your Experian credit file, and alert you to the first signs of identity theft. Go to FamilySecure.com and start protecting your family today. That's FamilySecure.com.
Can a bad relationship lead to a bad heart? CBS News correspondent Dan Revive tells us about some new research that suggests the answer is yes.
Sour relationships are a risk factor for the heart. This is research in the Archives of Internal Medicine. 9,000 adults who happen to be British government employees were asked about their closest relationship that usually was a marriage. Does it give you worries, problems, stress? Can you confide in that person? When this group was tracked for 12 years, those who had bad relationships feeling stress and distrust were 34% more likely to have a heart attack. Dan Revive, CBS News.
Well, it may seem a little incongruous, but the ice rink at New York's Rockefeller Center opened for business today. The temperature in New York City topped the 80-degree mark, and there were puddles of water where there was supposed to be ice. The director of the rink says it's the first time the outdoor rink has had to compete with beaches. Sam Litzinger, CBS News.
An important message for motorists.
Gas is killing me.
You've suffered long enough.
Really hurts when I fill up.
Relief is on the way.
Gas? You can pay a high price. Or just grab a Rolaids Plus Soft Chew and feel better.
Rolaids Plus stops gas with the most effective anti-gas medicine available. Tums can't. Chewy, not chalky, Rolaids Plus stops heartburn and the pain and bloating of gas.
Who can afford gas? Use Rolaids Plus Gas Relief.
Use it directed. Reason number 36 to switch to Geico. Because fishing takes you to your favorite place on Earth. If you love boating, you need to call Geico. Because now Geico can help insure all the stuff that moves you, including boats. Great rates, great coverage, and personal service 24/7. Call anytime, 1-800-442-9253, or visit geico.com.
Peter B. Collins!
Live from the left coast, it's the Peter B. Collins Show.
Really?
Infused with dangerous San Francisco values like compassion, justice, and a living wage.
Use with care.
Join the conversation toll-free at 1-888-5-PETER-B and be part of Peter B.'s America.
Welcome to the Peter B. Collins Show on a Sunday, sunny fall Monday. I knew I could get that out. We have just 3 hours to talk about the important issues of the day. And still, I predict no room to discuss Britney and her kids, OJ and his memorabilia, Phil Spector and his hair. Of course, I'm biased against those guys with all that hair. On today's program, we're going to talk about the inevitability of Hillary Clinton, the presidential candidate, and her perfect campaign. Jeff Cohn will join us here in just a moment. Also, about half an hour from now, we're going to meet Dwayne Hunn. I recently met him at a political event. He's an activist and a proponent of a national service plan. Every American would have to devote at least a year, if not 2 years, to service to the country. Some great ideas that might help win some hearts and minds who have been alienated by, Blackwater. Also on today's program, Joshua Kors, who writes for The Nation. He was with us a few months ago, a powerful profile of Specialist John Town, who was severely injured in combat in Iraq. And when he returned home, the medical board said, you had pre-existing psychological conditions, and tried to deny him benefits. And due to Joshua Kors' reporting, that situation has changed for John Town, but there's still 25,000 people who have been drummed out of the service with these phony diagnoses. And it's just a way for our government to save money at the expense of the troops who've served. Also on today's program, the Bush administration sending some smoke signals. There might be a compromise in the works on the S-CHIP funding. We'll get commentary from Veronica Montoya, Policy Director of the Latino Coalition for a Healthy California. And before the end of the program today, Gary Chu in Sacramento will join us to review the new movie entitled Michael Clayton. It stars that Clooney guy. Your calls and comments are welcome whenever the urge strikes you, and as long as the First Amendment is still in full effect, we checked it is. 888-5, Peter B. is my toll-free number. You dial 1-888-573-8372, and you can always email me, peter@peterbcollins.com. Once again, we're covering for Christine Kraft in Sacramento on 1240 Talk City, KSAC.
Presidential elections. Our planned distractions.
to divert attention from the action behind the scenes. Like a game of chess when the house is a mess, or a petty money squabble when your marriage is in trouble, or a football game when there's rioting in the streets. It's just another movie, another song and dance, another poor sucker who never had a chance.
Jeff Cohen joins us now. He's been active as a media reformer since the mid-80s when he helped co-found the organization called FAIR, Fairness and Accuracy in Reporting. His most recent book, which chronicled his work at MSNBC and other cable news outlets, is called Cable News Confidential, and it has a subtitle, My Misadventures in Corporate Media. Jeff Cohen, welcome back to the Peter B. Collins Show.
Hey, it's great to be with you.
Nice to talk with you, and I enjoyed a piece that you wrote that people can find at commondreams.org and other websites about the inevitability of Hillary Rodham Clinton and the juggernaut that she is running as a presidential campaign. And you also critique the media for critiquing her campaign and declaring it flawless, perfect. She never makes a mistake. And she did the, what's it called, the Ginsburg?
Yeah, the full Ginsburg.
The full Ginsburg appeared on all five shows and didn't say a thing anywhere on Sunday, yeah.
That's the funny thing. The full Ginsburg is a reference to the first attorney for Monica Lewinsky.
Right.
And, you know, he was going on the air and he was completely, like, giving the game away. He was doing what defense attorneys are not supposed to do, but he appeared on all five weekend politics pundit shows, and Hillary Clinton pulled that off 2 weeks ago. At least Ginsburg said things. They were usually not helpful to his client.
Mm-hmm.
Hillary Clinton's client is Hillary Clinton, and she doesn't say anything. And now, she can go on and on and on.
And, Jeff, if they're trying to conduct a mistake-free campaign, why would you want to tie the record of Monica Lewinsky's attorney and end up in somebody's record book, you know, right next to him?
Yeah, the full Ginsburg and the full Hillary. I mean, the reality is that she's getting a huge boost from these media pundits. I talk to dozens, you know, I watch these debates. It's not a glamorous job, but someone has to do it. And I'll talk to dozens of activists and writers across the country the next day. And people are just pulling the hair out of their heads that Hillary Clinton never answers a simple question with a simple answer. And indeed, in my unrepresentative sample, Hillary Clinton is usually the person who lost the debate. She's the person who said the least, stood on least principle than the others. That's not easy. And then you watch the pundits or the analysts in the next day's newspaper, but especially the TV pundits, and they tell you how flawless her campaign is, how she never makes a mistake, how presidential she looks during these debates. And frankly, I think there's like alternative realities. And I don't know how this is going to play where it really matters.
And Jeff Cohen,
Iowa, New Hampshire, among the Democratic base voters.
In every one of these joint appearances, they're not really debates.
Right.
Dennis Kucinich lays out the, you know, most cogent policy arguments, and he typically will win any kind of text message or online polls that are conducted. Yet he is continually marginalized and has to elbow his way in just to say something. That Dartmouth appearance a few weeks ago where Tim Russert debated Hillary and let the other guys watch.
Right.
You know, Kucinich had great things to say, but he basically just had to jump in order to get airtime and be recognized.
And the interesting thing is that in a lot of these debates, a number of these debates, including the one before the labor activist in Chicago Soldier Field, Kucinich was getting huge responses, huge applause. And you're right. Here's a guy like Kucinich who's saying clearly what he believes and what he would do if, by some chance, he were elected president.
Mm-hmm.
You got Edwards, who takes a lot of strong positions, too. Obama often muffles. Richardson has taken a lot of strong position. Dodd has been very strong on getting out of Iraq.
Yeah.
And there's dozens of us who are watching this and sort of grading the candidates on whether they're responding to the questions and whether they're responding to questions in a, with substance that might actually solve the problems they're being asked about.
Mm-hmm.
If I were grading these debates, I would have put Hillary Clinton a fourth, fifth, or sixth in almost every single debate. But you have Cokie Roberts going on ABC News and elsewhere and declaring, without any, you know, any evidence, Hillary Clinton has won every single debate. Other pundits, Hillary Clinton has won every single debate. In my column, I attempt to explain it. And the explanation is that these pundits come from a very narrow corporate elite, a very privileged elite. They don't want single-payer health care because they're well-insured as it is now.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the country wants guaranteed national health insurance. They don't. Hillary Clinton doesn't. They're like two peas in a pod with Hillary. On the issue of trade, most Americans are afraid of these corporate-written trade deals that benefit big business, grind down environmental laws, grind down labor laws, grind down wages. Hillary has been a supporter of those, a number of those treaties. The pundit elite is completely behind those treaties, and they're two peas in the pod. And when she's asked a question about trade or asked a question about health care, and she talks out of both sides of her mouth, the reason the pundits are cheering is because they know that she's got a position just like they do, basically a status quo position,
mm-hmm.
but she talks enough double talk that the activists watching it may not be able to figure that out. And I think what they're really praising, and it's a sad commentary on elite politics today, what they're really praising is she's giving enough to the base, but really signaling to us in the Beltway elite that she won't change the status quo at all. And they love her for that, and that's why the pundits declare her to be the victory in these debates, the victor.
Jeff Cohen, the other thing that these pundits reflect, and, you know, with one or two exceptions, these people are all earning seven figures in $1 million per year. And who do they party with? They party with corporate executives and lobbyists and the people who advance the interest of the corporate world. And they end up reflecting the approval slash disapproval of their corporate cronies.
Yep.
And, you know, some people suspect there's a conspiracy there, and maybe there is. But to me, it's enough just to see the overlapping self-interest, the common interests that these people have. Tom Friedman with his $9 million home in suburban Washington.
Right.
Chris Matthews, who makes over $1 million a year, and so does his wife. She's a TV news anchor in Washington. And to celebrate his 10th anniversary and to promote his book, she went on his show last week.
Right.
And it was one of the most bizarre things I've ever seen, complete with, you know, Chris's cackle, often at the wrong moment. But my point is that they are not at all self-conscious about the way that Chris was leaving for a party that NBC was paying for so that he could rub elbows with Milton Friedman and, Greenspan and his wife, Andrea Mitchell, one of the few times that they were shown together on NBC and identified as husband and wife.
Right.
And so these overlapping interests, they don't seem to be at all conscious of, yet you and I can see it all so clearly.
And now, I think you've really hit on it. This Beltway elite is economically privileged, politically cozy. The other group that they're rubbing shoulders with is the political consulting elite. Now, if a guy like Edwards were elected president, and he takes a lot of progressive positions, there's no doubt he's going to be appointing people to high-level jobs that come from outside the Beltway, come from outside the consulting class. But if you look at Hillary Clinton's campaign and you see that her Karl Rove is this guy named Mark Penn, who is a corporate publicist for some of the most evil corporations in the world.
And we'll talk about him. We need to take a break.
Including Blackwater.
But let's just note for the moment here that Karl Rove and Mark Penn are both four-letter words, first and last name. We're going to take a break and return with Jeff Cohen. You want to talk with us? Go ahead. Give us a call toll-free at 888-5-PETER-B, 888-573-8372. More in a moment on the Peter B. Collins Show.
KRXA 540, progressive talk for Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Visit our website at krxa540.com.
Are you looking for that new dream home at a price that's not a dream? At Pacific Pride Homes, we really do take pride in the small number of custom homes we build every year, and the fact that we can offer estate-quality homes without the estate price. We are now providing special financing and pricing on two of our beautiful new custom homes located in gated communities in North Monterey County. We invite you to visit us at PacificPrideHomes.com for details and directions.
The Carmel Valley Market is ideal for all of your grovery shopping. Carmel Valley residents can now easily access the tradition of service and quality made famous by the Higuera family at the Grove Market in Pacific Grove. The Carmel Valley Market features the finest selection of fresh local fruits and veggies, as well as a full-service old-fashioned meat counter with USDA choice cuts. And don't forget the deli with delicious fresh sandwiches made to order. The Carmel Valley Market is located at 2 Chambers Lane, just behind Wells Fargo in Carmel Valley Village. Let the Carmel Valley Market's professional staff meet all of your grocery needs. Stop by and say hello to Ian and Gary Higuera, members of Charlie's family.
Miguel Sarmiento, owner and chef of the Mexicali Grill in New Monterey, cordially invites you to visit his restaurant and enjoy quality Mexican food prepared with California seasonings and sauces, all with personalized, attentive service. Miguel has more than 14 years of experience preparing Italian, Hawaiian, Mexican, French, and American dishes in restaurants throughout Monterey County. Looking to savor the best Mexicali cuisine served with great margaritas or fine imported or domestic beers? Visit the Mexicali Grill today, located at 204 Lighthouse Avenue at the corner of Reeside Avenue in New Monterey. The Mexicali Grill is open daily for lunch from 11 to 3 and for dinner from 5 to 9. For takeout orders, call 375-9801. That's 375-9801. Miguel has a message for all Central Coast residents who appreciate delicious, high-quality Mexican food at reasonable prices.
Todos son bienvenidos en el Mexicali Grill. Try us. You'll like us a lot.
Pacific Grove Liquors at 229 Grand Avenue is your one stop on the Monterey Peninsula for fine wines, liquors, and beers at very reasonable prices. Let PG Liquors knowledgeable owner J.R. Medina and his son-in-law Chad help you choose the ideal Monterey regional or imported wine for any occasion, from an intimate dinner with that special someone to a formal affair with dozens or even hundreds of guests. If you're looking for distilled spirits, PG Liquors specializes in the finest blue agave tequilas, single malt and blended scotches, and top-shelf vodkas, including Northern California's own Hangar One. Beer lovers from Carmel to Marina, beat a path to PG Liquors, which boasts hundreds of handcrafted ales, lagers, stouts, porters, as well as all the big names. Make Pacific Grove Liquors at 229 Grand, just above Lighthouse, the outlet for all of your beverage needs.
PG Liquors reminds you to always drink responsibly.
Welcome to Your Solar Future, Saturdays at noon on KRXA 540 AM. Your Solar Future is about the practical, the passion, and the politics of going solar. Listen to Your Solar Future, Saturdays at high noon. Go to YourSolarFuture.com. See the solar videos sent in by folks like you. Save thousands of dollars. Make money as well. You'll see when you go to YourSolarFuture.com.
I remember when I lost my mind.
It's the Peter B. Collins Show.
There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions had an echo in so much space.
And I may be crazy, but hosting a daily radio show is excellent therapy, I'll tell you that. Jeff Cohen is with us. You can read all about him at jeffcohen.org. And his most recent column that we talked about is available at commondreams.org. And there's another post that we might talk about if we have time. But first, Billy Sunshine is on the line. Welcome, Billy. You're on the air.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hey. Jeff Cohen, how long did you work at MSNBC?
I did not last a year because I was terminated along with Bill Donahue 3 weeks before the invasion of Iraq for political reasons.
Yeah, that's where I wanted to go. Boy, would that make a great case study, what happened at MSNBC with the roll-up to that war. I'd love to see that in a journalism school.
Sure.
And one more thing I want to get your opinion on.
Well, just hold the thought there. Could you maybe join in on Dan Rather's lawsuit? We might find find out more. You know, the most interesting thing there is that he was notified of his termination as anchor on the CBS Evening News on the day after the election in 2004.
Wow, I love that. That's
now,
great balance.
I didn't know that until
the
other
day. Well, you know, there are two documentaries that have a decent focus on Phil Donahue and what happened to us. One is the new documentary called War Made Easy.
Norman Solomon.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And the other is the documentary that Bill Moyers did about the selling of the Iraq War.
Indeed.
And
yeah.
He interviewed Phil Donahue. There's a great segment about what happened to us at MSNBC in there.
Mm-hmm. Billy, you had another idea?
Yeah, I wanted to quickly talk about our friend Chris Matthews.
Yeah.
Thank you. So he has a party Thursday night, and at the party, he at some point talks about Bush and criminality in the same sentence.
Mm-hmm.
So Howie Kurtz on CNN on Sunday on Reliable Sources suggested he went way over the line. I don't understand why you're not allowed to have private opinions when you're not broadcasting.
Well, the other question would be, given that we have such a conservative tilt to the punditocracy, why is there no one on the air that does talk about the criminality of this regime? And the fact is that, you know, they take polls of the average person, and like most people think Cheney should be impeached. That's an undiscussable topic on MSNBC. But the bigger question for me is, why isn't there a full spectrum of viewpoints allowed on mainstream TV? I think the answer is corporate ownership and sponsorship, but that's the real question. Why?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, they pretend that our argument is this equal time doctrine. No, it isn't.
Fairness.
It's about it's about ownership and how many you're allowed to own. Don't let them fake us out with that.
Oh, I think a far more important than a fairness doctrine, although I'd like to see one, is to break up these media monopolies and put the broadcast airwaves back in the hands of the people, which is what every legal ruling has said. The airwaves are as much public property as national parks and national forests.
And watch out, the FCC is going to try to jam through another relaxation of the ownership rules this fall.
And, you know, the interesting thing, we opened with Hillary Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a bunch of candidates. Kucinich is great. Edwards is good on breaking up media monopolies. And you have Hillary Clinton, who's endorsed for Senate last year by Rupert Murdoch.
With a fundraiser thrown in.
Yeah, and this has gotten through the cracks. You know, when he was giving a donation and endorsing her for Senate, he kept saying, this has got nothing to do with the presidential race. And then a few months ago, he made a donation of the maximum amount to Hillary Clinton's presidential run.
And that had nothing to do with the Senate race.
Right.
Thank
and
you, Billy.
And the media is pushing Hillary down our throats as inevitable.
Oh,
what
they sure
shock.
Are. Yeah, it's
yeah.
Really.
And it's, by the way, it's not inevitable, and it's up to the voters of Iowa and the voters of New Hampshire and the other early states, and that's the good thing about our system. You can reject what the corporate media pundits are telling you and act independently.
Jeff Cohen, just about 45 seconds, you wrote a powerful piece about the Neener game going on in Washington, where first 22 Democrats joined Republicans in the Senate in condemning Move On.
Right.
There was a similar vote in the House. And last week they fought back and did it to Rush Limbaugh, who deserved it. But what frustrates me is that this debate about who said what and who's phony and who isn't is substituting for any kind of real debate about funding the war for the next $190 billion.
Of course. Of course. It's a sideshow. Unfortunately, there's too many Democrats going along with the Republicans, not only prolonging the Iraq war, but threatening to quadruple the disaster by an attack on Iran. Hillary Clinton was one of the Democrats that voted for Lieberman-Kyle, a provocation that could lead us to a new confrontation with Iran. That's what we need to be hearing about in Congress, not the Move On ad or Limbaugh even.
Jeff Cohen, thank you very much. We'll talk again soon.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
The Osgood File, sponsored in part by Kyocera, people-friendly printers and copiers only from Kyocera. I'm Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. Chris Columbus would be surprised, I do believe, to be apprised that in the far-off future one day, his day would always be a Monday. But indeed, it has worked out that way, and so this is Columbus Day. Ferdinand and Isabella thought he was a real good fellow. They really had no way of knowing. He didn't know where he's going. The story after this.
Have you heard the news about Kyocera?
In business news, Kyocera begins an ambitious extended-term reliability test on their high-speed, 80-page-per-minute KM8030 MFP.
Independent testing firm of Byers Lab pushed the start button on the Kyocera KM8030.
They've been testing the MFP in what they're calling real-world conditions, but what this reporter calls astounding.
The Kyocera KM8030 ran 80 pages per minute, 20,000 prints per day, through all kinds of job settings and paper sizes, running 1 million.
Well, folks, it's day 50 for Kyocera and no breakdowns yet.
Then 2 million.
100 days and only routine maintenance.
Past 2.5 million pages without a single breakdown.
Byers Lab says they've never seen anything like it.
The KM8030. We don't just claim reliability, we prove it. Go to KyoceraMita.com to learn the full story. Then make your move.
The whole world smiles with you.
People-friendly copiers and printers, only from Kyocera.
In 1492, Columbus took a trip to do what no one else could do on a sailing ship. He headed east by sailing west. Those days the world was flat, so lots of people didn't think he'd get away with that. He never reached, in any case, the place he had in mind, but found instead another place he never thought he'd find. But this, of course, he never knew. There was no way of knowing. Columbus didn't have a clue where he was really going, and when he finally came to land, it tickles us, it does, to think he didn't understand just where the heck he was. Columbus didn't know at all what country he was in, and back home he could not recall exactly where he'd been. It isn't any mystery. We're very much like Chris, for at this point in history, things seem to be like this. We're on our way to somewhere now. We're not quite sure how far, because we aren't certain now exactly where we are. When we get there, people worry since we don't know what we'll need. We'll find out in a hurry since we're moving at high speed. So strong the wind is blowing, it's a gale that we are in. But we can't see where we're going if we don't know where we've been. With a prospect so penumbrous, it is fitting, I should say, that we honor Chris Columbus and observe Columbus Day. We wish we knew a thing or two about how things turn out, but certainty is hard to find, so we'll make do with doubt. Is this an easy trip we're on? You know darn well it ain't. Sail on, Columbus used to say, and he's our patron saint. The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Stargate Command, this is...
The healthcare system is broken. That doesn't mean you have to be. Capitola Physical Therapy helps you return to the level of function you need with skilled personal attention. Whether it's golf, tennis, walking, or simply getting out of bed and maintaining your balance. Capitola Physical Therapy understands, cares, and knows how to help. Call Capitola Physical Therapy at 475-1200. That's 475-1200.
At Homescapes Carmel, we search far and near to find the best locally made, American made, and imported furnishings the world has to offer. I'm Thompson Lang, and my brother Beau and I scour the globe to find unique, unusual, and unmatched merchandise to help you personalize lamps and vases made with bamboo, plantation teak, and other renewable and reclaimed resources. These items are beautiful, durable, and most of all, eco-friendly. So stop by Homescapes Carmel on the corner of 7th and Dolores, or visit homescapescarmel.com.
Live from the left coast, it's the Peter B. Collins Show, infused with dangerous San Francisco values like compassion, justice, and a living wage. Join the conversation toll-free at 1-888-5-PETER-B and be part of Peter B.'s America.
There is just one moon and one golden sun, and the smile means friendship to everyone. Go the mountains divide.
It's a small world out there. And what do people in other parts of the world recognize as American? Well, Disney theme parks, Disney movies, Rambo movies, Bruce Willis movies. And when it comes to politics, in recent years, what'll last in the memory bank is Abu Ghraib, Blackwater, Gitmo, our departure from habeas corpus and the Geneva Conventions. The Bush administration has done a lot of damage to America's image and the way we are perceived in many parts of the world. Consider that just last week, and I've quoted this a couple of times, Dana Perino, the new White House press secretary, was outraged because a certain government was locking up innocent people indefinitely without charge. That government was Burma, a military police state. But her words could as easily applied to these United States, and in my view, they do. And here's a doozy. I keep it pinned up here on the little corkboard.
Oh, sorry.
Next to my microphone here. This is a quote from W. It's impossible to make sense of such violence and suffering. Those whose lives were taken did nothing to deserve their fate. They were simply in the wrong place at the wrong time, and now they're gone. And they leave behind grieving families and a grieving nation. Now, I actually said that at Virginia Tech after the killing spree there this past April. But it could as easily apply to the carnage he's responsible for in Iraq. So what do we do to repair the damage to the U.S. reputation in the world? And what do we do to engage American citizens, particularly young people, in that and other important tasks? Well, a couple of weeks ago, I met Dwayne Hunn. He's an activist, and from the information I've gathered, for many years now, since the late 80s, he has been working to establish some form of a national service program in this country. Dwayne, welcome to our program today.
Thank you, Peter.
Did you serve in the Peace Corps or something like that? What imbued you with this sense that we all should conduct ourselves in a manner that serves the nation at some point in our lives?
Well, as you were doing the intro there and talking about our image in the world, yes, it took me back to when I served in the Peace Corps. And I served in the slums of Bombay, and one of the things that always impressed me as a young person is back then the image of America was hanging from the walls in these 10-foot by 12-foot tenements, four-story tenements were in the area where I lived, and they would have pictures of Gandhi and holy cows, and then every third or fourth room would have a picture of John Kennedy. And they called us, the Peace Corps volunteers, and they had never seen an American living in a slum. So whenever I walked back to my place, there would be a lot of people following me, kids particularly. And Shanti Sena is the Hindu word for peace army, and that's basically what we were to them or to many of them. And to the kids, we were the good guy Gary Cooper or the good guy portrayed by the good guy John Wayne image. So today, that image, and I think Kennedy, you know, what he really did back then was develop the Peace Corps because he had such a resounding response to it at a late-night talk at the University of Michigan that he told Sarge Shriver, we're going to do something with this, and then he left it on Shriver's shoulders to figure out what to do, and when they finally figured out that they would do something like a Peace Corps because of two radicals in the State Department.
Bill Clinton had some ideas, and the Congress really wouldn't give him the budget that he wanted, but he advanced them into what has become AmeriCorps Vista. And that's a small program, but it's doing a lot of good. I've had contact over the last few years with some AmeriCorps Vista volunteers, and I think it's, like I say, a small program, but the work they're doing is positive and is impressive.
What we're trying to do is pick up on what you just said, make the AmeriCorps, the small program of the AmeriCorps, and the old Peace Corps program, and build something that's robust without making it mandatory. I heard your earlier comments. This is not a mandatory program.
Oh, okay.
But what we propose to do is to build an army. Our military is about 1.4, 1.5 million. We want to have a peaceful, productive army under the umbrella of the American World Service Corps, and I'll take 2 minutes to run through what the bill does. We already have the legislation written. I hope some of your people will go to the website, www.worldservicecorps.us.
Yeah, I'm there now. Go ahead.
And I hope some people sign the petition. There's an online petition there, but more than that, at this point, sign the petition and also contact their representatives, congressional and senatorial, in California, Boxer and Feinstein. They know about it very much, and we're asking them to be among the sponsors of it. And here's what it would do. If it were enacted in this Congress, it would ramp up over 7 years by about 140,000 Americans per year until by the seventh year you had 1 million Americans voluntarily serving in their choice of Peace Corps, AmeriCorps, Habitat, Doctors Without Borders, Head Start, Red Cross, International Rescue, Oxfam, Mercy Corps, State Conservation Corps, Teacher Corps. Now, there's a mechanism in the bill that allows other organizations, say organizations that wanted to be candy stripers at hospitals or do work at San Quentin's of the world, work with convicts, mm-hmm. they could be added to that list. What we're sending to them is Americans as a resource to build those organizations up. Now, those organizations were both governmental, about half of them were governmental, and non-governmental, and we're trying to appeal to that section of society that says, we don't want to build a new big bureaucracy. We are not building a new big bureaucracy, but if Americans choose to serve in the Peace Corps or non-governmentally in Red Cross or Habitat or Mercy Corps or any of those, they have their choice, and in the bill we have incentives to get 1 million Americans to do this for 20 years. The bill says you don't sunset it for 20 years after you get it up to 1 million. And those incentives appeal to everybody through that 20 through 70 plus age spectrum that we're trying to get to do it. And those financial incentives are, for a young person, you get 2 years of community college plus 2 years of state college tuition plus a readjustment cash allowance of $225 per month. Or you could take that cash equivalent and put it in your medical savings or IRA account, or you could take that cash equivalent and use it as a down payment. Or if you're a rich person and you're just bored, because we're trying to get rednecks and blue noses to do this together, you're just bored. it would be healthy for the country if we could get rednecks and blue noses to work side by side. You know, mm-hmm. a truck driver from Alabama with John Kerry.
Yeah, that would be interesting because he could teach the truck driver how to windsurf.
I don't know. The truck driver would probably teach him something, too, about standing up and throwing a few punches.
Amen. Amen. We're talking with Dwayne Hunn here on the Peter B. Collins Show. If you have a question or comment about his ideas about America's World Service Corps, give us a call. He's with us till the end of the hour. Toll free at 888-5-PETER-B. You dial 1-888-573-8372. Now, I appreciate that you corrected my misinformation that your proposal does not make it mandatory. But I'm one of those people who thinks that, number one, our military and our foreign policy would be different if we had a draft. And I want to tell you, as somebody who was subject to the draft during Vietnam, I have very mixed feelings about that. But bottom line is, most Americans don't have any investment or anything at risk in Bush's war and occupation in Iraq. And that skews things in many ways because self-interest is often the biggest driver in issues like foreign policy and military service. With that said, why don't you make it mandatory so that every 19-year-old or upon graduation from college, every 22-year-old is required to perform some form of service?
Personally, I don't have a problem with that. I'm in a very liberal district, Lynn Woolsey's district. And having worked with People's Lobby, who is the sponsor of it, we have two nonprofits, People's Lobby, Inc. and People's Lobby's Education Foundation. Having worked with them for decades, we know that you got to build a coalition. So I purposefully didn't try to jam a draft down someone's throat, but I did put in this bill that you keep it at 1 million for 20 years. And if you get 1 million Americans volunteering, because very liberal people say don't force Americans to do anything, but you give them the choice, and very conservative people say people should always have choice. We've given them the choice. We're trying to make it almost as big as our military. And what has been a little bit surprising to me over the last couple of years where we've been working on this is that people, the military people like Zinni, General Clark, General Paul Monroe here in California, military people like this idea. They want to see Americans. Zinni, in fact, said on camera that, you know, why don't you make it bigger? And that's fine, too. So trying to get around the political dilemma of having people on one side say never a draft and other people on the other side saying, We like volunteerism. We've tried to mesh it, make it big enough, and the real impact we feel is if you get Americans to serve in pockets of poverty at home or abroad, addressing poverty, global climate change, understanding corruption in the world, and working on those things, they're going to make your electorate a hell of a lot smarter. And in essence, if you don't like what Fox News is showing you, you think it's not fair and balanced, you put a million Americans out there with cell phones and doing work in the world, and all of their friends and family are suddenly, their public policy IQ is going to go through the roof. And had we been doing this as Kennedy wanted the Peace Corps to be, you know, Kennedy wanted the Peace Corps to be 100,000 strong within a half dozen years, and if we would have had 20 million returned Peace Corps volunteers back here in this country today, rather than barely 175,000, then your public policy IQ would have been so high that Americans never would have walked into a quagmire like Iraq, because they would have been too smart for that. And if, for one, we might have spoken the language and you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. And, Duane, in hearing your arguments, I'm kind of coming down on the side of the voluntary as opposed to mandatory, partly because I would hate to see somebody who is forced into a World Service Corps or a Universal Service program who doesn't want to be there, who then becomes, you know, indifferent or negative in their work, whether it's domestically or internationally. And so if you're able to create an entity that provides a focus that gives people inspiration and that makes them want to serve for their own reasons instead of because they're forced to, or, you know, it's an alternative to military service, then you're probably going to get people with a much higher level of drive and commitment.
Yeah, I agree. And but also getting to the point you mentioned about the draft during the Vietnam era, what we do have in this bill is a section that says if a draft is reimposed, the American serving under the umbrella of the American World Service Corps and any of a variety of good do-good organizations will stand in lieu of military service. And, you know, if you're a person who doesn't, you know, is a conscientious objector, we don't think this will hurt the military anyway, because you always have a certain number of your people who want to be warriors, and we need warriors. But you need stability in the world, and as General Zinni and General Clark and others have said, if you don't have stability, then we're always throwing our soldiers into the meat grinder. But if you build stability in the world, and these organizations build stability, if people read Zinni's book, they'll find a section where he says, you know, we're the best military in the world, we can come and beat the bad guys, and we can drill a well in a day and a half, but then we leave. And he says the real nation builders, and then he names half of the organizations I previously named. He says these are the organizations that do nation building. He said, though I may disagree with them sometimes, he says I respect them, and I know that in the long run they build stability for my soldiers so they don't have to come back and get ground up again.
We're going to take a break and return with Duane Hunn. Visit the website World Service Corps, C-O-R-P-S, we would say Corps, but to help you spell it on the internet, worldservicecorps.us, to get more information. Lines are available if you want to call in and ask a question or make a comment. Maybe you served in the Peace Corps and you'd like to share your story. We'd love to hear it. 888-5-PETER-B is my toll-free number. 888-573-8372. You're in tune with the Peter B. Collins Show.
A radio show for the whole family. Dysfunctional family. Stephanie Miller on AM 540 KRXA, 6 a.m. weekdays.
Locally owned, the Ugly Mug Coffee House in SoCal Village. Always lively, always wired. We serve the best organic, shade-grown coffees, loose-leaf teas, original bar drinks, and delectable goodies in a friendly community atmosphere. Open every day, 6 a.m. till 9 p.m., complete with music, Wi-Fi, and the craziest regulars in Santa Cruz. Meet your friends or just bring yourself to the Ugly Mug, SoCal Drive at Porter Street, for lively conversations and the best cappuccino in town. Hey, what do you want? Rare frickin' sunshine? Delicious.
The Ugly Mug, SoCal Drive and Porter Street in SoCal.
Pacific Grove's Joe Rombi has turned his attention to pizza. Central Coast residents and visitors can now enjoy the finest pizza this side of Italy. Whether you crave the elegant simplicity of a pizza margherita or one of Joe Rombi's signature creations, like the Totally Chipotle, Crazy for Mushrooms, or famous Malrose, you'll fall in love with pizza all over again at Joe Rombi's La Piccola Casa Pizzeria, next door to Joe Rombi's La Mia Cucina on 17th Street in Pacific Grove. And with the holiday season approaching, if you're looking for the ideal private room for your next party, look no further than Joe Rombi's La Mia Cucina, with accommodations for groups of any size from 10 to 60. So for great dinners or private parties, it's Joe Rombi's La Mia Cucina, next door to Joe Rombi's La Piccolo Casa Pizzeria. Click on joerombi.com or call 831-373-2416, or for pizza, call 373-0129.
Attention all KRXA listeners. Are you worried about not having enough money for a truly comfortable retirement? Were you aware that you've had the ability to buy real estate within your individual retirement account without government penalty since 1974? Bet you didn't know that. Only 2% of the U.S. population is even aware of the law. If your IRA had been invested in California real estate 20 years ago, you'd be a multimillionaire today. The retirement specialist will show you how to purchase California property right inside your IRA. They've helped nearly 10,000 people in the last four decades achieve their retirement goals by rolling over their IRAs and 401ks into profitable California real estate. Give them a call at 831-794-8485 to learn more about this underutilized retirement investment. That's 831-794-8485. If you want to achieve financial independence by the time you retire, then call now. There's nothing to lose, only valuable knowledge to gain. Call 831-794-8485 and ask for the retirement specialist.
Hi, this is Scott Dick, your host of the Tasty Planet Radio Show. Every Saturday from 1 to 4 p.m., I explore the world of food, wine, and travel across the U.S. and around the world. I interview authors, chefs, winemakers, restaurateurs, brewers, and others that make our world so delicious. Join me and my guests every Saturday from 1 to 4 p.m. for tasty new shows, or visit the Tasty Planet on the web by going to www.tastyplanet.org. Listen in and have a good appetite.
We continue on the Peter B. Collins Show. Coming up next hour, Joshua Kors, who writes for The Nation, returns to update us on a story about Iraq veterans who are denied health care and other benefits on a phony diagnosis of pre-existing personality disorders.
I heard a dark voice inside of me.
We continue now with Dwayne Hunn, H-U-N-N. He is promoting the idea of a World Service Corps, and you can read about it on the web. Again, the address is World Service Corps, spelled C-O-R-P-S, .U-S. World Service Corps, .U-S. And we have Vicki on the line from Sacramento. Good afternoon, Vicki. Welcome to the Peter B. Collins Show.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Oh, I hate it when you say that. Thanks for calling.
I know.
People
I
do that
myself.
You do that just to tweak me, don't you?
Yeah, you know. Uh-huh. Gotta have to do something to
keep
the program exciting. I think this is genius, and it's probably not, I know it's not a new idea, but, and my middle aged, I never thought I'd say this, but I think a draft is a good idea to really center the country and unify the country, but having an option of world travel and making a difference out there and how that impacts our country, I don't think Americans have any idea about that, about how that does impact the country. We had a guest from Holland stay with us that went to UC Davis, and to hear his point of view, the fact of how his education as a younger person about the world has made a difference in their policy. Their young people get educated a lot earlier on what's going on in the world. Made me realize how our country, as young people especially, we know nothing. And we're so focused on ourselves and our surroundings and our immediate situations that we need something to jolt us out of this.
Well, Vicki, you make a couple of excellent points there. And one that I'll underscore is that even if these volunteers don't help people in other parts of the world, they will return with a bigger, broader worldview and a real understanding of the ugly perceptions that many people hold about the United States, mostly recent stuff related to the Bush administration. Dwayne, your comment?
Yeah, it reminds me, I'm just a lower middle class kid, but when I ended up in the streets in India and saw kids with holes in the side of their faces and people dying on the street, I had a whole different perception of what economic development and poverty meant. And when you worked in the slums of South Bronx in preparation for that, you got a better understanding of how difficult it is to make progressive decisions and policy changes in this country. And so not only do I think is travel good, but I think what really makes travel different is when you have an indelible learning experience. You know, traveling is fine, but if you go to Georgia and work a habitat project for 2 weeks as part of your travel, you come back with an indelible imprint on what it takes to change this country and what it takes to have progressive awareness, and that's what's lacking today. We don't have enough Americans that have indelible experiences that stick in their head. A lot of them have enough knowledge to say, you know, this is bad and this is terrible, but nobody's offering a solution. What we're trying to do here is offer the solution so a dumbed-down country that's been lacking in indelible learning experiences has the opportunity to get it and become smarter.
Vicki, if you could sign up tomorrow, what kind of work would you like to do and where would you like to go?
Well, let's say I was finishing high school. I knew I wanted to go into healthcare, so that would have been an easy choice. And especially if I had challenges in getting into school, that would have been easy. I don't know exactly where I would have gone, but I would have gone into some kind of healthcare field where I would have had an influence on the healthcare of the people. Could have been poor people, could have been women,
mm-hmm.
could have been anything. But that opportunity, I would have taken in a hot flash.
Yeah.
So. In
a hot flash. Thank you, Vicki.
Thank you for all the work you're doing.
Okay, nice to talk with you. Rich and Carmichael, listening to KSAC 1240. Welcome. You're on the air.
Oh, thanks. My wife and I were former Vice Corps volunteers, and we actually looked into this, but the tough thing is the financial. We're now in our mid-50s, and it would be tough to do this now. In the crisis curve, we've looked into it.
Mm-hmm. So the issues are you've got maybe some college tuition to pay or a retirement that you need to be thinking about, and so to take time off during these productive years is too difficult?
Exactly, and we would like to go back to where we were, but I wouldn't do it until Bush was removed.
Dwayne, what about that?
Yeah, I think for a lot of families that is a problem, and we're still tinkering with some way to add something to the legislation that might be, you know, if you work for a corporation, maybe there's some way they would help fund your away time, and we're trying to adjust the COBRA thing, so if people are away for 2 years, their COBRA takes care of their health care costs.
Mm.
But in the short run, I mean, not maybe dealing directly with Rich's problem, I think it was Rich. What we think would happen if this were enacted is that a lot of low and middle class kids would take advantage of this because, for example, when I spoke to a black student union group at Citrus College in Southern California some time ago, about 12 of them were in the room and 4 of them were signing up to do the military. And I said, well, if this were available, even though you don't get as much, would you do it? And they said, yeah, 3 out of 4, I think, said that they do this instead, even though they don't get as much. So I think this really, in the long run, helps the low and middle class in this economy where they're being hurt by giving them an option. And if you do this thing, even though it doesn't cover all your college expenses, by doing it, I think you have more opportunities for fellowships when you're a young person, for getting, you know, grants and that kind of stuff. Because most universities that are smart and look at this and say, hey, you know, this person's done something good. Let's help them with their additional educational costs.
Yeah. Rich, anything else you want to add?
No, I think it's a brilliant idea. I know the Peace Corps, when we went in, you had to have at least a BA, but I'd love to see people involved at a younger level because, as you just said, you really need to have people that come back and have experienced them. We'd like to go back to Afghanistan, but not while Bush is still in office.
Yeah. Well, and you'd probably like things to settle down there a little bit first.
Yeah.
Thank you, Rich. Really appreciate the call, and thanks for your service in the Peace Corps. Dwayne, I want to thank you for joining us today and direct people to your website, World Service Corps, spelled C-O-R-P-S, worldservicecorps.us. Thank you, Dwayne. We'll talk again.
Thank you, Peter. Thanks very much.
My pleasure. Coming up next, we'll talk about what happens to returning vets who deserve benefits, but they're denied. We'll tell you how the military is operating. With Joshua Kors from The Nation. That's next, here on The Peter B. Collins Show.
How would you like to pay off your bills for pennies on the dollar with no money out of pocket? That's right, pennies on the dollar with no money out of pocket. Hi, everyone. This is Mark from BHR & Associates. And for the last 27 years, BHR & Associates has helped thousands of people just like you and me. Imagine this. No more calls from creditors. We give you the right to say yes or no to any settlement, and we stop the creditors from calling. You have no risk and no obligation. We work on all types of bills, past due, old bills, and most important, no money up front. For more information, here's how you can get in touch with us.
Don't let mounting debt and collection calls ruin your life. Call now, 888-581-5888. Let the pros negotiate with your creditors with no upfront cost or obligation. Call now, 888-581-5888. That's 888-581-5888.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
When sexual predators ply the streets in search of our children.
We anticipated we'd get to this point in time eventually, so
we're just relieved that it's over with.
Police in Crandon, Wisconsin think perhaps jealousy drove a young deputy into a murderous rage.
They were in a relationship for a few years. They had broken up and were back and forth.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Harley Carnes. The whole idea of a sexual predator who might take your child makes a parent's blood run cold.
This is evil incarnate. You'll never see anybody worse than this, because this is a guy that preys on our kids. You can't help but be emotional. You can't help but feeling good knowing that he's never going to see time outside of jail anymore.
Franklin County, Missouri prosecutor Bob Parks talking about Michael Devlin, who faces life plus 20 for kidnapping a boy as his sex slave. KMOX reporter Brett Bloom.
Devlin was brought into the courtroom in shackles, an orange prison jumpsuit, eyes cast down. He never looked at the family of the 13-year-old boy who he is now convicted of kidnapping back in January.
There were two boys. There are other charges, more sentences to come. Defense attorney Michael Keelty says there was no winning this one in court.
We're dealing with absolutely overwhelming, insurmountable amount of evidence. We believed in our professional opinion that, be it one trial or four separate trials, that we could not in any way, shape, or form have beaten this deal.
One sexual predator off the streets there. International police say there are so many more, and they want your help finding one of them. They've unscrambled his face to help you do it.
What they've done is to take pictures that he posted on the Internet of himself abusing children, in which he had swirled his face so that it just looked like a series of almost concentric circles, and they couldn't see it. Interpol figured out a way to unswirl it, and now they've got a clear picture of this man's face.
CBS's Alan Fizzi says the man in question posted more than 200 pictures of himself with young boys, ages 13 down to 6, and thought encryption might hide him. Now this.
Here we have the Carrier Infinity 96 gas furnace.
Wow.
It features an AFUE rating of up to 96.6% and 40 to 120,000 BTUH capacity.
Great. I have no idea what that means.
You could save up to 33% on heating costs.
Now that I understand.
Carrier, turn to the experts. For a limited time during Cool Cash, get from $50 to $1,200 cash back on qualifying Carrier Infinity systems. Savings compared to previous Carrier models. See participating dealer for details.
Nice shot! Time out!
Basketball's fun, but I need a cold drink.
My mom's making rich chocolate Ovaltine.
Ovaltine? Let's go!
I guess the kids will be home soon.
Let's make rich chocolate Ovaltine.
Come on! Sarah's mom's making
rich chocolate Ovaltine.
All right!
My kids love Ovaltine's rich chocolate taste.
And I love all those vitamins and minerals that you won't find in Nesquik powder.
Mom, we're back!
Who wants Ovaltine?
We do!
We better make more.
More Ovaltine, please!
Olympic sprinter Marion Jones has given back her 5 Olympic medals, and she's accepted a 2-year ban from track and field as a sport. It's a punishment for taking steroids. 14 years waiting for trial is too long. Murder case or not, court in North Carolina has thrown it out.
The robbery and murder case against 43-year-old Floyd Brown has been marked by lost evidence, corrupt detectives, and a disputed confession. The mentally retarded black man with an IQ of 50 has spent the past 14 years locked up in a North Carolina mental hospital. A judge has finally dismissed the charges against Brown, something prosecutors refused to do for years.
CBS's Jim Crisula. Northern Wisconsin, the day after the small town of Crandon was ripped apart by the bullets of an apparent jealous rage.
Approximately 30 rounds were fired inside the apartment. Ultimately, 6 people were killed in the apartment.
State Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen. Now townsfolk try to sort out how 20-year-old Tyler Peterson, young deputy sheriff, could do that.
This is only a town of 2,000 people, and everyone knows everyone. So not only did they know all the victims, but they knew the shooter as well. They'd grown up with him. They'd seen him grow up in this town. So it's been very difficult. Everyone I've talked to is stunned by this.
That's CBS's Terry Okita in Crandon, Wisconsin. New study on the use of tasers by police, Dr. William Bozeman at Wake Forest Medical.
99.7% of patients had either no injury or mild injuries only, such as scrapes and bruises.
Two of the three serious injuries in the study were people who cracked their heads when they fell down, and both people in the study who died were not killed by the voltage. They had some other kind of malady. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
Here we have the Carrier Infinity 96 gas furnace.
Wow.
It features an AFUE rating of up to 96.6% and 40 to 120,000 BTUH capacity.
Great. I have no idea what that means.
You could save up to 33% on heating costs.
Now that I understand.
Carrier, turn to the experts. For a limited time during Cool Cash, get from $50 to $1,200 cash back on qualifying Carrier Infinity systems. Savings compared to previous Carrier models. See participating dealer for details.
As parents, we're always thinking of ways to keep our children safe. But there's one threat many parents aren't aware of. It's child identity theft, and it's the fastest growing form of identity theft. The effects can be devastating, and the crime can go undetected for years. That's why you should go to FamilySecure.com and let us safeguard your children's personal information, monitor your Experian credit file, and alert you to the first signs of identity theft. Go to FamilySecure.com and start protecting your family today. That's FamilySecure.com.
A Cessna Caravan that may have had 10 people aboard is missing in the Cascade.
Live from San Francisco, the Peter B. Collins Show, the antidote to right-wing talk radio. He's thoughtful, well-informed, and brings you views and voices you don't hear in the corporate media. Here's another slice of Peter B.'s America.
This is the Peter B. Collins Show, produced in San Francisco by Katrina Rill. Wherever you are, however you happen to be listening, I'm delighted you're there. It wasn't until Friday that somebody tipped me off that this is a federal holiday, and I could have taken the day off.
I saw a face in the shower door.
No banks, no mail delivery today.
Came and faded.
But the Peter B. Collins Show is live as usual, and you're invited to participate toll-free at 888-5-PETER-B. 888-573-8372 is our toll-free number. You can always email me, peter@peterbcollins.com. Over the weekend, a little softening from the Bush administration, the president's radio address. He tipped his hand, followed by a comment from Secretary of HHS, I think that's Michael Levitt. And they say there's some wiggle room with the Congress. We'll talk about the debate over the S-CHIP bill and the veto by the president last week. Veronica Montoya will join us later this hour, policy director here in California for the Latino Coalition for a Healthy California. Your calls and comments wall-to-wall in the Free Speech Zone next hour. Joining me now is Joshua Kors, who writes for The Nation. And let's see, it was in May, if I'm correct, April or May, Joshua published a piece and introduced America to specialist John Town. And John Town served in Iraq. He was injured, including some hearing loss, some headaches, and some other medical complications. But the medical board that reviewed his condition declared that he had a pre-existing personality disorder, pre-existing before he put on a uniform, before he risked his life for Bush's misbegotten war and occupation in Iraq. Well, there's some good news coming out of this story, but a lot more work to be done. Joshua Kors, congratulations to you. You've made a little progress, particularly in your advocacy for Specialist Town.
Thanks, Peter. Well, you know, anybody who understands the story clearly knew that something had to change in his case, and I think everybody's glad that his case was fixed.
Well, and why don't we start there? Because he was on the rocks. His phone had been disconnected. He was financially underwater. And it appeared that things were going to get worse because he had been denied benefits and any kind of financial assistance, which I believe he richly deserved after his work and service in Iraq.
That's right. He had been struck by a rocket in Iraq. And lost a significant portion of his hearing, was given the Purple Heart for those wounds. But then his doctor in the Army decided that his deafness was caused by personality disorder, and discharging him that way, they were able to prevent him from collecting disability or medical benefits for the rest of his life. And Peter, as we talked about last time, another provision in that personality disorder discharge is giving back your signing bonus so that, like thousands of wounded veterans, Town found out on his final day in uniform he actually owed the Army several thousand dollars. This plunged him into debt along with difficulties trying to maintain a job being so sick.
Mm-hmm.
They were on the verge of bankruptcy. He had to shut off his phone. Finally, 8 months after he was discharged, after the press hubbub had started, the VA decided to take him in for a doctor's appointment, decided that indeed he was wounded in combat, as the Purple Heart would indicate, and decided that he was 100% disabled. They reversed his case, but it's worth noting that the Army still believes everything it had said about him, that his deafness was caused by personality disorder, and that it was still right to continue to deny him benefits.
Well, and I give credit to you, to The Nation magazine, ABC Television, and Bob Woodruff covered the story. And also Dave Matthews of the Dave Matthews Band started talking about this at concert stops along his spring tour. And that helped support the petition drive online that contributed to the attention to Specialist Town. But that means, what, we only have about 25,000 more cases to deal with, right?
That's right. In the past 6 years, 22,500 soldiers have been discharged with this personality disorder. We're talking about billions of dollars in saved disability and medical care. And Town is really just the tip of the tip of the iceberg, a case that was reversed because of my work with Bob Woodruff and because of rock star Dave Matthews talking about my reporting at each of his stops.
Mm-hmm.
Town is not satisfied with that, I should tell you. He's really become an advocate for this cause. But his work has been stifled by people like Surgeon General Gail Pollack, who has been very aggressive in trying to cover up this scandal. She told soldiers that she had given a 5-month thoughtful and thorough review to the personality disorder cases presented to her and decided that all of them were properly diagnosed. But with a touch more reporting, I found out that her office in those 5 months didn't speak to anybody, not even the soldiers whose cases she was reviewing. All they did do was go back to one of the doctors who made the false diagnoses and said, hey, did you get it right the first time?
Hmm.
The doctor said, yep, we did. And they shut down the review at that point. They denied that for months, but eventually the truth came out, and what was even more disturbing to soldiers was the person that Surgeon General Gail Pollack tapped to do this review. That was Colonel Stephen Knorr. He's the chief of behavioral health at Fort Carson, where Specialist Town was based. Knorr gained some fame earlier this year because a memo that he wrote leaked to the media. It was a memo posted on the office's bulletin board, addressed to the doctors under his command, and it advised his doctors not to trust soldiers when they came to report their symptoms.
Yeah, what would they know?
It said, we're not so naive as to believe what soldiers tell us. He also advised his doctors to get rid of troubled soldiers quickly. As he put it, get rid of dead wood.
This is. I mean, it's adding insult to the injuries that these soldiers sustain. And when you wrap it all together with the unnecessary nature of this war, the way that Bush, particularly a guy who used the National Guard to dodge service in Vietnam so he could avoid combat, this time around he used the National Guard in a way that members and brass never imagined, with these incredible long tours and repeated tours of the war theater. And when you add all this up, the minimum we should expect is that any veteran who returns injured is going to be taken care of for the rest of his life. And we saw, Joshua, recently one of my contributors noted that one of the last veterans from World War I just passed away recently. So we need to look at a continuum of care for as long as 70 or 80 years for these veterans returning from Iraq. And many of them are being dealt this this Chapter 513 loophole, this phony diagnosis, which is a way that the military can save billions of dollars on health care liabilities and basically just throw away this dead wood, these soldiers who have been injured in the line of duty. It's disgusting and un-American.
There's no doubt about that. In this follow-up article, which will be published this coming week, I spoke with one doctor who said he was pressured by his superiors to purposely misdiagnose wounded soldiers. He said that in our last article, we looked at Harvard professor Linda Bilmes' study regarding the finances here, quoted the disability and medical care they're saving at about $12.5 billion. He said with the soldiers he's seen at his hospital, if all of them were properly diagnosed, the cost of disability and medical care would be exponentially larger. As it is, so many of them are getting this fraudulent diagnosis of a pre-existing condition and are denied benefits. You speak about the PR effort. That's an important component as well. When a soldier is diagnosed with a pre-existing condition like personality disorder, they're not listed as wounded in war, and so the tens of thousands with this situation are simply wiped off the books and are not seen as any cost of Iraq or Afghanistan.
Yeah. I want to lift a couple of quotes here from your powerful article. It's in the October 15 edition of The Nation magazine, and it did arrive in my mailbox late last week, so it should be in the mails and in distribution now. You refer to this man who didn't want to be directly identified as Dr. Michael Chen. He had been serving in the Army for more than 30 years, and he's a psychiatrist. And he described his own building anger at being forced to adopt this diagnosis of pre-existing psychological conditions. You write, while serving at the Army hospital, Chen did diagnose personality disorder. But eventually the absurdity of the recommended diagnoses proved too much. The psychiatrist recalls one soldier who returned from Iraq with a massive hunk of his right calf missing. They thought he had personality disorder, Chen says, the anger suddenly palpable. Imagine, you get your leg blown off, you get a purple heart, and now they say it's from personality disorder. It's absurd. Frustrated, the psychiatrist approached the commanding general of the hospital. He says he met with him numerous times, but the pressure to misdiagnose continued. It's just criminal, he says. The doctor says that at his base, wounded soldiers were treated like broken appliances. When they no longer functioned, the command simply wanted to throw them out with a pre-existing condition. And it's appalling to me that my colleagues would go along with it. And does this violate the Hippocratic Oath in a very fundamental way, Joshua?
It does, but striking back at that avenue really is difficult for soldiers because of the Ferries Doctrine, a 1950 Supreme Court case which says soldiers have no way to sue Army physicians. All they can do is complain to the state to try to get their license revoked. But in my experience over these past 12 months, that's been a dead end. They file the paperwork, and the state officials really never get back to them.
Yeah. We need to take a break. We'll return with Joshua Kors. He spells his last name K-O-R-S. And you can read it in The Nation magazine. Look for it at thenation.com. We'll continue in just a moment. If you have a question or comment, give us a call toll-free. It's 888-5-PETER-B, 888-573-8372. And I remain your humble host, Peter B. Collins.
People who talk funny, listen to Stephanie Miller in the morning on AM 540 KRXA. Ha!
Are you looking for that new dream home at a price that's not a dream? At Pacific Pride Homes, we really do take pride in the small number of custom homes we build every year, and the fact that we can offer estate-quality homes without the estate price. We are now providing special financing and pricing on two of our beautiful new custom homes located in gated communities in North Monterey County. We invite you to visit us at PacificPrideHomes.com for details and directions.
Doesn't it seem that the service is lacking at most service stations? Well, not at the Karma Shell at Rio Road and the Valero at Mid Karma Valley Shopping Center. We take care of our customers. Karma Shell is happy to pump your gas and check under your hood at your request for no extra charge. At Mid Karma Valley Valero, we offer expert car repair at reasonable rates with a fast turnaround. We do tune-ups, brakes, safety checks, and a 26-point inspection with an oil change. We specialize in Lexus and Toyota. Our mechanic is ASE certified. Call us at 624-0722. That's 624-0722. Karma Shell at Rio Road and Mid Karma Valley Valero, putting the service back in service stations.
I'm Pam.
And I'm Nancy.
And we're from the Potting Shed.
In Aptos. We're located at 5752 Freedom Boulevard.
About 2 miles east of Highway 1 heading towards Watsonville. You have to look for us. We're in an old barn, but if you look for our mailbox, it's painted bright yellow and it's shaped like an old barn, so it makes it a little bit easier to find.
The barn has a lot of charm. People tend to come there just because the atmosphere is really nice.
And they'll come and have a cup of tea, bring their dog if they have one. All the dogs who visit know exactly where the cookie jar is. So it's that kind of a place. See, people feel very comfortable.
When we started, we were just strictly a garden shop with pots and plants, but we had to evolve through the years because nobody needed pots and plants in the middle of winter. So we started adding things, and now it's a full-fledged gift shop.
We work very hard to try and find things that are unusual and eclectic and well-priced. That's what our customers want. We're open from 10 to 5, Wednesday through Sunday. Come by, have a cup of tea. The Potting Shed.
Jim's Restaurant in Seaside at 1584 Del Monte is locally owned and operated by the May family and features delicious, authentic, inexpensive Chinese food prepared to order every day. Be sure to try the chow fun noodles with broccoli and hot and sour soup. Jim's Restaurant is now celebrating its 8th anniversary at 1584 Del Monte in Seaside. Join the party. Buy lunch or dinner for four at Jim's Restaurant in Seaside and get a free order of tempura vegetables. Stop by 1584 Del Monte or call 394-5117. That's 394-5117. Jim's is top for takeout and great for catering, too. Call Jim's Restaurant in Seaside, 394-5117.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Monday, and or Monday afternoon at least. And let's tell you what's going on. Well, we're going to start off with Big Sur, Palo, Colorado Road, and Highway 1. We have a grass fire being reported, and the fire crew is on scene. In fact, CHP also present as well. They've actually shut down the roadway, and we're going to mention that the fire department battling this blaze. No estimated time of reopening for the roadway. Rio Del Mar Clubhouse Drive at Bonita, getting word of a two-car crash. CHP also there as well. Aptos getting word of a problem. State Park Drive at Soquel Drive. It's a vehicle on fire. It's a van smoking heavily on the right shoulder. The fire department is on the way to the scene there. Maybe already there, actually. Soledad Mission Road at Foothill. Injury crash. Vehicle overturned. Landed into a ditch. Emergency crews are on scene there. And at Live Oak, 40th Avenue at Soquel, we have a moving van partially blocking the roadway.
We continue on the Peter B. Collins Show. It's 23 minutes into the hour. Got lines available if you'd like to talk with me and journalist Joshua Kors. 888-5-PETER-B. Got that, Elvis?
Call me Elvis. Take me home. Call me Elvis. I'm here all alone. I didn't leave the building. I pick up to the phone. Calling Elvis, leave all over. Well, come on, call it. Just lose your way. Let me leave my number. I'll break hotel.
And Joshua Kors has uncovered this really incredible and outrageous procedure that some 22,500 returning Iraq and Afghanistan vets have had to face. And that is, they have serious injuries, but the medical boards that review them basically write them off and say, oh, that hearing loss, that headache from shrapnel, that, as we just described, that missing part of your calf, that's due to a pre-existing condition. And this is so, I mean, Orwell wouldn't even sit still for this. This is just ugly, evil, and a case of denial that's motivated by a desire to keep the costs of caring for these veterans low. And Joshua, as you have investigated, and Specialist John Town has gone to Washington, talk a little bit about Bob Filner and some of the others who have seized on this issue and are trying to do something about it.
Sure. Well, Congress has now jumped to action. Bob Filner read my articles and called for a congressional hearing. He's the chairman of the House's Veterans Affairs Committee.
And if he'd stop picking fights in airports, he'd be more effective.
Yes. Well, he called John Town, who gave a passionate testimony about the struggles he's endured being denied disability and medical benefits after winning the Purple Heart. And at that hearing, the Surgeon General, Gail Pollack, was supposed to show. She declined the invitation. Instead, she sent her her psychological consultant, Bruce Crow, who came there, and in the wake of these very serious allegations, all he had to say was, well, if this is true, boy, that's really bad. And the congressman looked down at him with sheer shock that was all he had to offer. Crow then went on to say that the Surgeon General had a solution to this, to engage in another review of cases, again, without speaking to any of the soldiers personally. And at that point, Filner just boomed at him, said, you know, don't you understand? That's how we got here in the first place. He said, we didn't trust you with the first review, and you botched it. Now you think we're going to trust you with a second review again, without even talking to the soldiers whose cases you were reviewing. By the way, the Surgeon General, you should know this as well, her office had a fascinating explanation as to why they didn't want to speak to soldiers. They said that they didn't feel that the soldiers in 2007 would have any medically valid information to share about their discharges a year or 2 years earlier. As John Town said to me, perhaps he would have known if he had been deaf before joining the Army. Perhaps his family would have noticed this lifelong condition.
Yeah.
But they weren't asked, so it didn't happen. Now
this is so surreal, Joshua. Aren't there detailed medical records for each soldier coming home? And don't they show that Specialist Town received this injury to the head, contact with a rocket?
They certainly do, and that's why he won the Purple Heart.
So how can they deny that, then? How can they deny that reality?
Yeah, more than that, all of the soldiers I've looked at in the 12 months I've been reporting on this story, all of them were cleared as perfectly healthy to join the Army and cleared yet again to go serve in Iraq. It's only when they come back wounded and seek benefits that the pre-existing condition is discovered.
Yeah.
Bob Filner's not the only one concerned about this. Barack Obama and conservative Republican Kit Bond in the Senate have both been working very aggressively to help these soldiers. And their efforts right now are stymied for one reason. There simply isn't enough public support. The congressmen haven't received phone calls from any of their constituents, and so their efforts are dying. What they had done.
We've got a lot of activists here, so I just want to encourage you to contact Barack Obama. Kit Bond is a Republican from Missouri, and also Bob Filner, a Democrat from San Diego, and let them know.
It's not just them. It's the local representatives mm-hmm. that should be contacted.
All right. Let's get a quick comment from Robin in Sacramento. Go ahead, Robin. You're on the air.
My God, Peter, this is insane. Who's at the root of this? I mean, who hands down this order? Is it Rumsfeld?
Well, he's gone now, but it could have been on his watch. Joshua, a quick answer?
Yeah, right now, we don't know. The hearing was supposed to draw details like that, and mm-hmm. really those pieces of information didn't come forward.
All right, that's all the time I have for this story, but thank you very much, Joshua. Thanks for your additional reporting, and we'll look forward to the next installment in The Nation.
Thank you, Peter.
All right, that's Joshua Kors. I'm Peter B. Collins.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
Choosing to run. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The Chicago Marathon was stopped in mid-run after a 35-year-old police officer collapsed and died. And now comes the debate over who's to blame. Should there have been more water? Should it have been canceled from the start because of the hot weather? But wait a minute. America is supposed to be a personal responsibility society. In fact, last week the president confirmed that philosophy with his veto of the Democrats' attempt to expand government payments for children's health care. He feels that should be an individual responsibility. Well then, even more so for an event like a marathon, where people voluntarily sign up and can drop out at any time. The warning's in the name. After running the 26.2 miles from the town of Marathon to Athens in 490 BC to deliver his victory message, the soldier Pheidippides collapsed and died. He was a soldier, he had no choice, but today's runners have a choice. In fact, 10,000 participants elected not to show up yesterday. Another 11,000 dropped out on their own. If this is the type of society where we are all individually responsible for our own decisions, then the blame for what happened yesterday lies with every individual runner who decided to run even though their bodies were telling them to stop. It sounds harsh. It is harsh. But it lies at the heart of the question we are facing in the coming political season. Who is responsible for the health of an American citizen, the nation as a whole, or the individual? And if you believe that it's the individual, then what happened yesterday in Chicago is just the way life works. Now this.
Reason number 13 to switch to Geico. Everybody else is doing it. Now we know that logic never won an argument with your mom, especially when you were lobbying for that BB gun. You could put an eye out or something. But when it comes to car insurance, joining the crowd could be a good thing. Last year, more than 3 million drivers switched to Geico for savings, round-the-clock service, and the latest in online technology. Yep, millions switched, and nobody put a single eye out.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.
Beyond Wheat Artisan Bakery, right here in Monterey, brings you sugar-free and gluten-free muffins and cakes that are all natural, with organic ingredients and loaded with super green nutrition. Find Beyond Wheat at Whole Foods Market in Monterey, Cornucopia Community Market in Carmel, Staff of Life in Santa Cruz, and New Leaf Markets in Santa Cruz and Capitola. Be sure to try Beyond Wheat for a truly special treat, created to keep you happy and totally guilt-free. You'll be so glad you did.
Hi, I'm Patty Ross, Realtor. What pops into your mind when you hear the word real estate? Security? Investment? White picket fences? Did you know that real estate is the single most sought-after asset on the planet? More people have accumulated wealth through real estate than by any other means. So whether you own property and want to cash in your equity, or simply want to take advantage of buying in this changing market, you need a qualified agent who understands market conditions and will listen to your needs. From Santa Cruz to Salinas, from Carmel to Big Sur, call me, Patty Ross, for a free consultation. I'm hardworking, experienced, and I care about you. Hey, forget the rest, get the best. Call me, Patty Ross. My heart's in it.
Contact Patty Ross at Keller Williams Realty in Carmel at 622-6235. That's 622-6235, or visit her website, pattyrosscarmel.com.
Hey, it's Sheila Gale from 12-Step Talk Uncensored. Saturdays from 4 to 5 p.m., listen as we deal with life-changing issues that affect all of us. Our fears, passions, anger, addictions, the law of attraction, and how we change ourselves so we can live an extraordinary life. Join me, Sheila Gale, as we share tools for change that work. 12-Step Talk Uncensored, Life 105, Saturdays 4 to 5, brought to you by Sun Street Centers with education, prevention, and treatment for alcohol and drug addiction.
Live from San Francisco, the Peter B. Collins Show, the antidote to right-wing talk radio. He's thoughtful, well-informed, and brings you views and voices you don't hear in the corporate media. Here's another slice of Peter B.'s America.
You know, they want to socialize your health care. Yeah, government controls your health care. People in Washington will make all the decisions. But that's the phony threat, the false choice being thrown out by the Bush administration. as they try to duck the controversy of the president's veto of the S-chip legislation last week. And over the weekend, Bush, in his radio address and in a separate interview, Michael Levitt, in the president's cabinet, said, well, maybe we can put a little more money in there. Maybe we can find a compromise. But frankly, I'd like to see the Democratic leadership in Congress, particularly Nancy Pelosi, hold the line and demand that the veto be overridden. In the House, they only need 24 more votes, and I think they ought to be able to get them. What do you think? For commentary, we turn to Veronica Montoya, policy director for the Latino Coalition for a Healthy California. She worked in the California legislature for a representative that many people in our listening audience know, Simone Salinas, who was the assemblyperson from the town of Salinas, which was not named after him. And he's been on our program several times in the past. And Ms. Montoya also worked with the former head of the Senate, Pro Tem John Burton, as she was a legislative aide to the California Senate Select Committee on Citizen Participation. And I'm trying to impute this, but it looks like you escaped from Pittsburgh. Is that right, Veronica?
They are beckoning me back on occasion.
Oh, yeah?
it is truly an enjoyable city, but I did enjoy my time at Carnegie Mellon University, which is where I finished grad school. So
I see.
Actually, good time out there.
Well, I grew up down the river in Cincinnati. When you flushed, we saw the water level rise.
It's definitely important to take downstream effect into consideration.
Yes, it
I'll
is.
I'll have to remember that next time I'm out there.
Well, welcome to our program today. And first of all, what was your reaction to the president actually carrying through his threat to veto the S-chip bill last week?
You know, to say that we weren't expecting it would not obviously be accurate. He's been saying that for several months. But I think there was always some part of the folks who have been working on this issue, there was some part of us that hoped that he would, you know, be able to overcome some of the politics behind the issue and really see this issue for what it is, and that's covering children. And so we were very disappointed to see the veto come through, particularly since he has not really been engaged with the debate in general. And so it gives us very little room to actually negotiate out what he would like to see. And so he's been holding a hard line. It's been very disappointing to see that he has been a little bit more engaged, particularly when we're talking about children, and we're talking about children being covered.
Oh, but Veronica, it's so easy, you know, to use that pandering to our children. I mean, he's got the priorities here. He's trying to stop socialized medicine in this country and trying to spend as much as he possibly can on the occupation of Iraq. I mean, can't you share those priorities?
You know, we understand that the president has his due diligence to do. In fact, he is obviously running the entire nation. But, you know, this really represents, I mean, S-CHIP in general, when it was first created back in 1997, was a bipartisan effort. We're talking about folks who recognize the importance of covering children. That has not changed today. And, you know, if anything, our children are worse off. In fact, we're facing the first generation where the mortality rates may be lower than the parents. You know, our technology and medicine is advancing. And at the same time, our children are worse off, if that's possible in a nation like ours. And so at the end of the day, the question comes, do we spend the money now or do we invest in the next generation and their health? And we would say we need to be investing the dollars in the U.S. so that we have a vibrant economy in the generations to come.
Yeah. And as you look at the situation, the president's hypocritical positions have to be pretty obvious. You know, he has written so many blank checks for the war and for Homeland Security. But when it comes to these important social programs, he tends to pander to his political base and raise the S word, that this is some sort of socialism. And it's getting a little old, but it still seems to have some traction with the Republican base. They do respond to this idea of government control of health care and the, you know, these carefully scripted phrases that he uses, that somebody in Washington will be deciding who your doctor is and what kind of care you can get. Well, the truth is that today we have faceless bureaucrats in the accounting department of insurance companies and HMOs who are making those decisions about who gets medical care and who doesn't. And so the president's gambit here is, in my view, a series of false choices.
You know, I would not only disagree with you, I would even emphasize some of the earlier work that's been done for other parts of our community, such as our elderly community, and that's really the recent transition that we've had with Medicare Part D. Now, you know, Medicare Part D offers coverage for prescription drug medications for our senior citizens who are in the Medicare program. And frankly, we just went through an entire year, all of last year, doing the implementation phases of that, in which newly insured folks were receiving benefits under this program. And so going back to your point about being somewhat hypocritical, you know, in other parts of our healthcare system, we're not only holding the line as we would be for SCHIP and the SCHIP program, we're increasing the number of those who are insured through our medical programs nationally. And so, you know, we would argue that, you know, why expansions in certain areas and not in others? And so...
Well, and I would offer this, Veronica, that in terms of Medicare Part D, that whole package was structured to provide huge benefit to the pharmaceutical companies, who are huge donors to the Republican Party and to some extent to Democratic leaders as well. But it's very clear that Medicare Part D, while it has the same elements that Bush calls socialism when it applies to SCHIP or to, you know, expansion of coverage to the 47 million uninsured in this nation, that he really speaks with a forked tongue, because the SCHIP program apparently doesn't have enough bounty for the HMOs and Big Pharma to get a pass on the, you know, government control socialism argument.
We would agree. You know, we're not talking, you know, the government, particularly in the state of California, does not actually provide direct health care services. The SCHIP program and Healthy Families program is a coverage. And so the coverage still would rely on providers who would be the ones to give that direct service. So folks would still go to the doctors of their choice.
Yeah.
And so there is some discrepancy between that S word and what we actually have. So we would say not only do we not have the S word in terms of socialized medicine, but we would say we're building on an existing system that you see in every other part of our current healthcare delivery system, and that's managed care.
Mm-hmm.
And our Healthy Families program is completely in managed care. They're all of the coverage provided under the program goes through our managed care plans. And so, in fact, the government is further removed from providing those direct services, more so in Healthy Families than in any other format.
Mm-hmm. Now, describe for our listeners, if you would, Veronica, and just in summary form, what the Democrats have proposed, because it does expand the number of individuals covered, and of course it increases the cost. But in my view, it's a worthwhile expense. And because they have come up with the tobacco tax increase as a way to pay for it, while I have some misgivings about using sin taxes and what is, you know, in some people's view, blood money to pay for a positive program like this, I accept the real world situation that Republicans will block any effort to raise taxes in a general way to pay for this, so that the, you know, Democrats have gotten resourceful and decided, well, this is a tax that can probably pass with some Republican votes, and this is the way we're going to pay for it.
Well, funding is always going to be a consideration, a huge consideration. What the Senate version does, well, the most recently agreed upon version of the compromise in Congress is really this $35 billion in funding over the next 5 years, which in total would bring total program spending to $60 billion. And so that is the compromise version. I think there were others who would have liked to have seen a little bit more in that, but that certainly would do what we need to do, at least for our state here in California. We are, of course, the largest SCHIP program nationally. And so we have huge numbers that we're trying to cover. We are geographically and population-wise a huge state. And so I would argue that these funds, the federal funds, have a disproportionate impact on Californians just simply because of our size. And so funding is always going to be a problem. I think folks got very creative, and they've done some work in terms of trying to establish dedicated sources of revenue in order to have a program such as Healthy Families and SCHIP be sustainable over the long term.
Mm-hmm.
That definitely has to be something that's done. We also should mention that healthcare reform in California is still moving forward, and, a big component of the governor's proposal depends on continuation of the SCHIP program. And so there's also a funding piece the state will have to look at, and there's been a number of different proposals floated there. I think folks are really doing their homework and trying to figure out how funding of these programs will occur. But there really does need to be the political buy-in from all of those involved. And frankly, children and child coverage should be the least politicized issue of the day.
We're talking with Veronica Montoya here on the Peter B. Collins Show. Lines are open if you'd like to talk with us at 888-5-PETER-B. That's 888-573-8372. We go to Lisa in Eureka. Thanks for calling. You're on the air, Lisa.
Hi, you guys. I just don't think anybody seems to realize that we have a president who's going to be on socialized medicine for the rest of his life.
Right. You make a good point.
It's just appalling to me that this is a political issue at all. I mean, I have pretty decent health insurance through my husband's employer. My employer offers it, but it's horrible. It's full of holes. So I use my husband's health insurance. It costs us astronomical amounts of money, but we can afford it. And there's very few people who are in the position that we're in overall.
Mm-hmm. Veronica, do you have a reaction?
I completely agree. I think we've done a really good job, both here in California and nationally, at creating the most complicated patchwork system of health care. It is not easy to understand how you get your health care coverage, and more importantly, it's not cheap. Folks are really struggling to get their health care coverage in place, not only for themselves, but more importantly for their children. And so a program like SCHIP should be, quite frankly, a no-brainer. These are children who may not have any other option in terms of their coverage.
But I think the whole point of keeping the children in there and not thinking about things like our elderly. We have elderly that have Medicare, Medi-Cal crossovers that are getting better health insurance or better health care than the average population. The Medicaid system that we have in the state of California is unbelievably awesome. And there's no reason why, as a state, we couldn't stand behind that and give it to everybody.
Right. And I think that definitely is a lot of the sentiment that's driving health care reform in California. There's obviously dollars in the system. There's billions and billions of dollars in the system. Isn't there an efficient way that we can be providing health care services that really makes the most sense to people?
And if you want to take it on a national level, take the cap off of Medicare and don't let your richest people in the country get away with only paying on the first $90,000 of their income. And let's talk turkey here.
Lisa, you're very well informed, and you got some great ideas. Thank you for your call today. We'll continue in just a moment with Veronica Montoya, Policy Director of the Latino Coalition for a Healthy California. If you have a question or a comment about SCHIP, about expanding health care coverage in this country, get on the line now, and we'll talk with you at 888-5-PETER-B, 888-573-8372. It's 12 minutes in front of the hour, the Peter B. Collins Show.
KRXA 540. Visit our website at krxa540.com.
Let the touch of an angel make your next wedding, anniversary, birthday, or family celebration extra special. Angelina's Bakery, Deli, and Cafe, located at 1725 Fremont Boulevard, Seaside, just across from Craig and Auto Parts, offering full bakery, deli, and cafe services. In the mood for delicious Italian pastries and cookies, specially brewed Latin American coffee, or traditional espresso drinks? Come to Angelina's, where you'll find palate-teasing cheesecakes and specialty cakes for all occasions, as well as tarts and pies with a wide assortment of seasonal flavors. Angelina's Deli features fresh deli sandwiches, breakfast sandwiches, and breakfast burritos. Try Angelina's specialty Mexican and Salvadoran dishes. They're simply delicious. Angelina's Bakery, Deli, and Cafe. Open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sundays, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Treat yourself to the best, where the old world meets the new in a friendly, clean, casual atmosphere. Visit Angelina's today, 1725 Fremont Boulevard, Seaside.
Every Sunday morning at 10, check out Rock Roller Real Estate, America's favorite real estate show. Learn about investing, 1031 exchanges, buying and selling homes, and where the hottest real estate markets are. Rock Roller Real Estate, every Sunday morning at 10. To be a guest, call 408-892-3376. That's 408-892-3376. For more information, stop by our website at rockrollerrealestate.com. Rock Roller Real Estate, Sunday mornings at 10, right here on KRXA 540.
The healthcare system is broken. That doesn't mean you have to be. Capitola Physical Therapy helps you return to the level of function you need with skilled personal attention. Whether it's golf, tennis, walking, or simply getting out of bed and maintaining your balance, Capitola Physical Therapy understands, cares, and knows how to help. Call Capitola Physical Therapy at 475-1200. That's 475-1200.
Hey, everybody, let's take a look at the very latest and get you caught up to date with what's happening. Let's start off with a problem being reported right now. It's a locate. CHP was telling us about a problem in Rio Del Mar. It's at Bonita Road. It's an accident. A couple cars involved in a crash, and CHP actually is on scene there. Big Sur, Palo, Colorado. Road at Highway 1, we have a grass fire burning in the area. The roadway is shut down. Fire crews on scene. Soledad, River Road at Fort Rami, we have an injury crash. This is a vehicle that overturned, landed in a ditch. We have emergency rescue crews on scene, paramedics and fire department. Santa Cruz County, southbound 1 after Davenport, heads up for a large piece of tire tread in the lanes there. And let's take a quick look at Highway 17. We have no major stalls or accidents to report on that roadway.
We continue on the Peter B. Collins Show. Now it's 9 minutes in front of the hour. I knew it would be eventually. Coming up next hour, we open up the switchboard to take your phone calls in the free speech zone, and we'll tell you about the high life of California Assembly Speaker Fabian Nunez. Man, I wish people would follow me around and pick up the tab for $1,000 dinners. I'd enjoy that. We continue now with Veronica Montoya. She's Policy Director for the Latino Coalition for a Healthy California, and we're taking your phone calls at 888-5-PETER-B. Ginger and Eureka, you're next. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, Ginger.
Hi. I'm calling, actually, I'm in disagreement with, is it Virginia Montoya?
It's Veronica.
Veronica Montoya.
Over.
You know, we get so divided by saying that this is more important, this group is more important than another group. I agree that all children should have health care, but all people should have health care. And if we would talk in terms of revising our entire health care program, we'd do a whole lot better and save a whole lot of money. We already have socialized medicine, and it's the best health care we have in the United States, and that's in the Medicare program. I receive Medicare. I get to choose my own doctor, and I have good coverage.
Well, Ginger, hold on. You and I are in complete agreement, I think. I believe in single-payer universal health care coverage, which is, yeah, the government should be my insurance company, not Aetna or one of these HMOs. But I think you're overlooking one thing, and that is that we've got a Republican there as president. I don't believe he belongs there, but there he is. And he does have that veto pen, and he used it last week on what is clearly an incremental approach to the ultimate goal. So I don't think we really have a big disagreement here, but Veronica, go ahead and talk about the priorities and what's doable in the current picture.
You know, Ginger, I really hear what you're saying, and I think in California, with all of the debate that's gone on over the last several months on how we're going to revise our healthcare delivery system, you know, we at LCHC recognize that the child is really a part, and it should be a part of a total package. We know that when we start to look at covering children, you can't divorce out a child from their family. Obviously, those families actually who have who are better able to provide for their children's health care coverage are those that are insured themselves. And so, you know, we would completely agree that families have to be put together as an entire picture. You can't divorce out and make those adult parents uninsured while insuring their children. But I think the bigger piece is that it's even that much more disappointing that, you know, if this is the low-hanging fruit of the entire health insurance coverage, how much more disappointing is it that the president decided to veto this?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we would agree entirely, you know, the lack of the SCHIP dollars, if we don't have it by the time, you know, November 16th rolls around, you know, it completely undermines months and months of dialogue that we've had here at the state capitol to try and put together a reform plan for our healthcare delivery system in the state. And so, you know, unfortunately, the president's decision is his own and out of the state's control, but it does definitely have implications for us here in California and how we're going to, frankly, cover those children who we've been fighting tooth and nail over the last several years to not only cover through the Healthy Families Program, but we've spent some significant amount trying to outreach and enroll these students.
Mm-hmm.
If anything, we're moving backwards.
Ginger, a follow-up?
Yes, I agree with everything you've said. I think it's unconscionable that this was vetoed. I am hoping that we're going to be able to override the veto. What concerns me is that you get so concerned about one portion of what's going on that you totally miss Peter B's, what's the word you call it, his comment regarding we have to worry more about a war than covering our kids. And that was just totally passed over.
Well,
really where our problem is.
That was
that
tongue in
not looking at
Ginger,
what are the priorities.
I understand. That was tongue in cheek in case that wasn't apparent to you. Thank you very much. Now to Dave and Eureka. You're on the air, Dave. Go ahead.
Hey, Peter and Aunt Veronica.
Hi.
To me, it is outrageous corporate greed. Those who are driven only by the most exploitative of instincts have gained power and maneuver themselves into power at every level. And they care not the amount of harm that they do to people. That's my general observation.
All right. Do you have a reaction, Veronica?
You know, I think we keep going back to how important the SCHIP program has been to California since it was created in 1997. And you know, a lot of hard work has gone into making it the program that it is today. There's been a lot of advances done at the state level to try and coordinate the system to our other systems. You know, it gets to be a little bit disappointing that we're moving in this direction when we've begun to make so much, we've had such significant strides in other parts of the program and really making sure that it becomes seamless for our families. They shouldn't have to worry about whether they're in this program or that program because it's already confusing as it is.
And so, Dave, you know that I echo your sentiments that we need to get the profit motive out of healthcare delivery. And that's where Dennis Kucinich, once again, has the clearest, cleanest program of any of the presidential candidates. Jen in Sacramento, got time for a quick comment. Go ahead.
Okay, just really quick. You know, if a Band-Aid cost a Band-Aid instead of putting all those extras in it to profit rich people, then you wouldn't have the problems that you have, and there would be more than enough to carry everyone.
All right. I hear your point. Thank you very much, Jen.
Thank you.
Veronica, the special session is getting underway in Sacramento. Do you think we will get health care reform and something that consumers can afford and support out of the special session this fall?
We remain optimistic. That's our hope. That's what we wake up saying and doing every morning.
Okay. Nice to meet you, Veronica. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Veronica Montoya, Policy Director for the Latino Coalition for a Healthy California. I'm Peter B. Collins. We open up the phone lines to hear from you in the free speech zone the entire next hour. If you'd like to be first or second or third, call me right now and reserve a line. Toll free, 888-5-PETER-B, 888-573-8372. You're listening to the Peter B. Collins Show.
If you have past due problem debt, we can help. Whether you have personal debt problems or business debt, we can save you anywhere from 40 to 80% off that debt. My name is Rhonda, and I am with BHR & Associates, and we are professional debt negotiators. We charge nothing up front, and if we can't help you, there is no fee. You will have the option to accept or not accept any settlement we reach on your behalf. Remember, no results, no fee. We will be happy to discuss this with you further. There's no obligation whatsoever. Please get in touch with us now for more details and information. Call now. Ask for Rhonda. I will be happy to review your situation.
Don't let mounting debt and collection calls ruin your life. Call now, 888-581-5888. Let the pros negotiate with your creditors with no upfront cost or obligation. Call now, 888-581-5888.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
News. I'm Sam Litzinger. Investigators in Wisconsin say the sheriff's deputy who opened fire at a party in Crandon and killed six people apparently became enraged when someone called him a worthless pig. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel quotes a friend as saying Tyler Peterson had also been rejected by his former girlfriend. CBS News correspondent Terry Okita says Peterson's family is trying to cope with all this.
The Petersons released a statement through their pastor that basically said, "Our hearts go out to the victims, their families, and friends. We are grieving for your loss and are very sorry. We feel guilt and shame for the horrible acts that Tyler caused." And they say they're struggling to respond and they don't know what they should do.
Peterson later died after exchanging fire with some of his law enforcement colleagues. A mentally retarded man who'd been accused of murder but never brought to trial has been ordered released. A judge in Durham, North Carolina, had dismissed the case against Floyd Brown, who has an IQ of 50. He'd been charged in the 1993 robbery and beating death of an 80-year-old woman. Brown's family insisted he didn't do it, but prosecutors say he's dangerous and should not be set free. Not clear when the release could take place. A Missouri judge has sentenced Michael Devlin to prison after he pleaded guilty to kidnapping one of two boys authorities said he held captive and sexually abused. Devlin faces more than 80 counts in four jurisdictions relating to the abductions of Ben Ownby and Sean Hornbeck. Bob Parks is the Franklin County prosecutor. He says he's satisfied with the way things have turned out.
I didn't want to have to put Ben or Sean Hornbeck through the agony of this. I would much rather have a plea, especially when you get the maximum on something like this, to spare these boys from having to get up and relive this.
Devlin's expected to plead guilty in the other jurisdictions as well. In central Washington state, the search is on for a missing plane that may have been carrying as many as 10 people from a skydiving company. CBS News correspondent Stephen Kaufman.
A hunter told authorities that he saw a low-flying plane followed by what sounded like a crash in the area above Rimrock Lake. Lisa Treliska with the Yakima County Office of Emergency Management says the weather has been cooperative for search teams.
It's clear right now. I do believe that there's a possibility of some rain showers coming in the next day or two.
The plane, which was headed from Boise to Shelton, Washington, was scheduled to be carrying a group of parachuters. Stephen Kaufman, CBS News, Spokane.
Sprinter Marion Jones has accepted a two-year ban and returned the five medals she won at the 2000 Sydney Olympics. Last week, she admitted taking steroids, and she could be facing prison time. She pleaded guilty to two felonies, lying to federal investigators about the steroids and about an unrelated check fraud case. The International Olympic Committee had indicated it was ready to take the medals back if Jones didn't give them up voluntarily. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials finished the day down 22 points, but the NASDAQ gained 7 points on the day. This is CBS News.
Die Hard presents Under the Hood with Positive and Negative.
Man, it's cold. Are we parked inside of a glacier?
It's brisk. I kind of like it.
I'm freezing my bolts off.
Well, good thing we're a powerful diehard battery. We're built to start on cold days.
And can we start now? I've got icicles hanging off of my beard.
Yeah, beardsicle.
For reliable starting power when you need it most, choose DieHard Automotive Batteries. Get yours installed at Sears Auto Centers. For locations near you, visit Sears.com.
Pump 4 is on. Go ahead and fill.
Don't get conservative on your summer travel plans because of high gas prices. Just get a Garmin and make every trip more efficient. Garmin's portable navigators put a world of maps and travel info at your fingertips. Tap the screen to look up restaurants, hotels, and attractions, and get voice-prompted directions.
Turn right on Broadway.
Some Garmin navigators even list gas prices and can route you to the station with the cheapest fill-up. Garmin, don't just get there. Arrive.
Federal prosecutors say pro wrestler Chris Benoit, who killed his wife, their son, and then himself last June, was being treated for a hormone disorder. But CBS News reporter Pete Combs says Benoit was apparently way over-medicated.
In new documents filed in Atlanta federal court, prosecutors say the amount of testosterone in pro wrestler Chris Benoit's system exceeded by far what would be normal to treat his condition. The 40-year-old wrestler killed his wife and son, then hanged himself in their suburban Atlanta home last June. Benoit's doctor, Phil Aston, is accused of writing the wrestler hormone prescriptions seven times. In a single year, prosecutors say each prescription was for a 10-month supply. Pete Combs, CBS News, Atlanta.
An autopsy on the man who collapsed while running yesterday's Chicago Marathon shows a heart condition, not the record-setting heat, is what killed him. About 50 other people were taken to hospitals, many for heat-related ailments. The temperature reached nearly 90 degrees during the race. Sam Litzinger, CBS News.
Here we have the Carrier Infinity 96 gas furnace.
Wow.
It features an AFUE rating of up to 96.6% and 40 to 120,000 BTUH capacity.
Great. I have no idea what that means.
You could save up to 33% on heating costs.
Now that I understand.
Carrier, turn to the experts. For a limited time during Cool Cash, get from $50 to $1,200 cash back on qualifying Carrier Infinity systems. Savings compared to previous Carrier models. See participating dealer for details.
Nice shot! Time out!
Basketball's fun, but I need a cold drink.
My mom's making rich chocolate Ovaltine.
Ovaltine?
Let's go!
I guess the kids will be home soon. Let's make rich chocolate Ovaltine.
Come on! Sarah's mom's making...
rich chocolate Ovaltine.
All right!
My kids love Ovaltine's rich chocolate taste. And I love all those vitamins and minerals that you won't find in Nesquik powder.
Mom, we're back!
Who wants Ovaltine?
We do!
We better make more.
More Ovaltine, please!
Live, unscripted, and unrehearsed, of course. It's the unpredictable Peter B. Collins Show, originating from that dangerous liberal enclave, San Francisco. Call in anytime toll-free at 1-888-5-PETER-B and add your voice to Peter B.'s America.
My switchboard is wide open for you. We call it the Free Speech Zone. And it is a federal holiday with banks and post offices and many schools closed, so people's schedules are a little different. And that means there's a prime opportunity for you to dial in and get through with ease. Toll free at 888-5-PETER-B. 888-573-8372. Earlier today, we talked with Jeff Cohen, the author of Cable News Confidential, about the way the corporate media is trying to crown Hillary Clinton as the Democratic nominee. By calling her inevitable, the campaign is flawless, mistake-free. We also talked with activist Dwayne Hunn about his proposal for a national service plan. Joshua Kors from The Nation reported on the way the military is using phony excuses to deny benefits to wounded veterans returning from Iraq and Afghanistan. It is shameful, and it's got to stop. And just in the last half hour, we talked about health care and S-CHIP with Veronica Montoya. All those subjects up for grabs, or you can introduce a new topic. We're wide open here, and the rules are simple. You can call about any subject from any viewpoint from anywhere within the sound of my voice. And again, toll-free, 888-5-PETER-B, 888-573-8372. You can also email me, peter@peterbcollins.com. And I just have to play this for you. Brad Friedman of bradblog.com laid this on me on Friday, and we played it at the top of the hour when he joined us. And it's just so funny, I can't resist playing it again for Larry Craig, who remains, unfortunately, a senator from the state of Idaho.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Closeted Conservative Congressman.
Mr. Closeted Conservative Congressman.
Most people go to the airport bathroom to relieve themselves before their next flight. But not you. No. You're looking to become a member of the Ground Level Club.
Not what they mean by a layover.
You, Mr. Closeted Conservative Congressman, voted against gay marriage. That's because you want to have as many partners as you can. In as many cans as you can.
A romantic toilet rendezvous.
Come on, sir. You are gay, aren't you?
That's not what I said on C-SPAN.
So the next time you're in the airport lavatory stall and see a polished wingtip tap, tap, tapping to make your acquaintance, run away, or you might be the belle of the bathroom ball with Mr. Closeted Conservative Congressman, a real American hero.
Mr. Closeted Conservative Congressman.
We have no idea where that came from, but that's a gem. 888-5 Peter B., if you'd like to join the conversation here. One other item I'd like to throw out there. I have no idea how many people actually know who Fabian Nunez is. And this part of it's not a contest or a game. He is a assembly member from Los Angeles and is the speaker of the California Assembly, the lower house. And he appears to be channeling Willie Brown. Because Nunez has been exposed as a guy who is really enjoying the high life. And it's at the expense of contributors to certain funds, many of whom are never disclosed. The LA Times got a hold of some of the spending records, the campaign reports filed by Speaker Nunez. And let's see, he spent $47,000 this year alone on airline tickets, on United, Lufthansa, and Air France. And Lufthansa and Air France don't have much service that's inside the state of California. United doesn't operate the shuttle anymore from L.A. to San Francisco. And so $47,000 on those tickets does not appear to be part of his commute from Los Angeles to Sacramento. Besides, he receives a per diem from the taxpayers to cover the cost of his in-state travel, which, of course, is required for his job. Fabian Nunez also spent $8,745 at the Hotel Arts in Barcelona. When I went to Barcelona a few years ago, my tab for a week there was about $700. I did not stay at the Hotel Arts, however. Fabian Nunez also spent $5,149 for a meeting at Cave L'Avant Garde, which is a wine cellar in the Bordeaux region of France. He spent $2,562 for two office expenses at Louis Vuitton. That was 2 years apart, apparently. And he spent about $1,800 for a meeting at Le Grand Colbert, a venerable Parisian restaurant, and maybe he met Stephen Colbert there. We don't know. But what's amazing is that Fabian Nunez told Steve Lopez of the L.A. Times, nope, I'm sorry, it was Nancy Vogel of the L.A. Times, he says there's not too big a difference between how I live and how most middle-class people live. Well, Fabian, I think you ought to take off your Gucci loafers. Trade it for one of Ahmadinejad's, trade your threads for one of his leisure suits. But this is stunning, and it just shows how our campaign finance system is out of control. Fabian Nunez has been a big fundraiser for the Democratic Party. He raised over $1 million from AT&T shortly after legislation sailed through the Assembly and passed in the Senate with just a few negative votes that gave AT&T statewide franchise for delivery of video that essentially puts them on an equal footing with Comcast and other cable providers. Nunez said, well, I'm bringing competition back to the delivery of video and Internet services to California homes. What was in the bill that gave AT&T a statewide franchise with a clause that basically eviscerates the local negotiations that took place for many years between counties and municipalities who, under the federal regulations, and there aren't many of them, that guide the cable industry, were permitted to negotiate for, local access, production of public service announcements, coverage of city council or county supervisors' meetings, that sort of thing. And what Nunez did was wrote legislation that basically, with some exceptions, wipes that out. And in the long term, we may look back and say, well, it was a good idea because the cable companies are too powerful, and this is a way for a phone company, a little one like AT&T, to catch up. And Steve Lopez in the LA Times points out that Arnold Schwarzenegger uses some of the same scams to cover the cost of his lifestyle, which includes a lot of flights on the Gulfstream jet that I believe Schwarzenegger leases. I don't think he owns it. But it's expensive to fly on those private jets. And Arnold has his own little fund that is contributed to by people who are not identified. And the spokesperson for the governor says that he actually contributes money to that fund himself. But like others, his contributions are not disclosed. So, for example, we can't tell if when Schwarzenegger accepts reimbursement from this nonprofit that he's set up, if it's actually his money or fat cats, corporate donors, lobbyists. We don't know. We don't know who's putting money in there. And Schwarzenegger continues to live at the Hyatt Hotel in Sacramento instead of buying or renting a house there. And yet his spending is pretty much above notice. And people, I guess, kind of say, oh, he's a rich guy, and so he's going to continue to live in the manner that he's become accustomed to. Well, if Schwarzenegger wants to pay for it out of his own pocket, I can put up with that. But when he is using a nonprofit that accepts contributions and doesn't disclose who the donors are, then we are left knowing nothing about who has access to the governor because they pay for some of his travel and living expenses. So neither one is clean as a whistle, Fabian Nunez or Arnold Schwarzenegger. To me, the bottom line is that we really need an aggressive effort to clean up the situation in Sacramento, because Fabian Nunez may be the most honest guy around. But these reports of these lavish trips and expenditures don't give us any confidence that that's the truth. So I'd like to hear from you, and if you know who Fabian Nunez is, you get extra points. If you can name any of the speakers who served since Willie Brown left, we'll give you extra points for that. But I'd like to know, particularly our Sacramento listeners, how much or how little you care about the way that Nunez and Schwarzenegger live, and the fact that we are not permitted to know how they fund that lavish lifestyle. 888-5-PETER-B, that's 1-888-573-8372. 888-5-PETER-B. And I have a moment here. I've been holding on to this for a few days now, but there's nobody on the line, and I've got a minute till our next break. This is a joke, okay? One day in the future, O.J. Simpson dies. He immediately goes to hell where the devil's waiting for him. The devil says, I don't know what to do here. You're on my list, but I don't have room for you. You've definitely got to stay here, so I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I've got a couple of folks here who weren't quite as bad as you. I'll let one of them go, but you have to take their place. I'll let you decide who leaves. So they go to door number one, and behind it is Ted Kennedy, and he keeps diving into a large pool of water and coming up empty-handed. He dives, and he comes up empty-handed. Mary Jo, where are you? O.J. says, no, I couldn't do that. I'm not a good swimmer, and I don't think I could do that all day long. The next door is opened, and there's George W. Bush with a shovel and a huge sand pit. He keeps digging holes looking for WMDs, but there are none. Such was his fate in hell. O.J. says, no, devil, I couldn't do that. I got a problem with my shoulder. I'd be in constant agony if all I did was dig holes all day. So the devil opens door number three. And O.J.'s eyes widen as he sees Bill Clinton. strapped to a bed, spread eagle. And Monica Lewinsky is bent over him, performing a certain act. O.J. looks at the devil and says, "Hey, man, yeah, this is it. I can handle this." The devil taps Monica on the shoulder and says, "Okay, you can go." We'll continue in a moment. We'll take some phone calls, too. If some calls come in, dial me up toll-free at 888-5-PETER-B and let me know what's on your mind. 888-573-8372, the free speech zone in the Peter B. Collins Show.
A radio show for the whole family. Dysfunctional family. Stephanie Miller on AM 540 KRXA, 6 a.m. weekdays.
The Grove Market in Pacific Grove is ideal for all of your grovery shopping. Locally owned and operated for 37 years by the Higuera family, the Grove Market boasts the finest selections of just-picked conventional and organic produce our Central Coast farms have to offer. The Grove Market's full-service meat department specializes in the highest quality, choice, fresh-cut, and prepared meats. Local artisanal bakeries deliver breads and other delectable baked goods hot from the oven every morning. To perfect your gourmet home-cooked meal, choose from the Grove Market's outstanding selection of Monterey wines. The Grove Market features competitive prices, personalized service, and home delivery in PG and New Monterey. You can't go wrong at the Grove Market. So shop Monday through Saturday from 8 to 7 and 9 to 6 on Sundays in downtown Pacific Grove, 242 Forest Avenue, just above Lighthouse. The Grove Market, where the locals shop. Do you wish your dentist listened to you? Dr. Daniel Turner has been practicing dentistry in Monterey for 33 years, and he specializes in listening to his patients. For Dr. Daniel Turner, the most important aspect of good dentistry takes place long before you open your mouth. Dr. Turner interviews every new patient so that he'll understand what is important to you. And because Dr. Turner cares about you and your concerns and feelings, he provides outstanding care for your teeth. Dr. Turner's caring attitude and professional manner extend to his entire staff. Karen, Sally, Christy, and Nikki are always courteous and efficient. So if you're looking for a Monterey dentist who listens and who cares, call Dr. Daniel Turner at 375-1112. That's 831-375-1112. Dr. Turner's office is conveniently located at 815 Cass Street, downtown Monterey. Parking is free and plentiful. So for all your dental needs, call Dr. Daniel Turner at 375-1112. He listens. He cares.
Carmel's community bookstore, The Pilgrim's Way, is a locally owned independent bookstore and has been for nearly 40 years.
Discover for yourself our intimate and unique setting, including the Secret Garden, known locally as a hidden treasure in downtown Carmel. Our friendly staff at Pilgrim's Way are available to assist you with any personal needs or gift buying. And our book selection offers the best of personal development, local interest, bestsellers, novels, children's, and metaphysical, plus much, much more. We have great music and healing tools, cards, and garden statuary.
Visit us at www.pilgrimsway.com or call 624-4955 or visit the Pilgrim's Way, Carmel's only bookstore, and the Secret Garden on Dolores Street between 5th and 6th in Carmel.
Well, everybody, let's take a look at a little evening traffic as you folks make your way home tonight or wherever your destination is. And we're going to start off with a problem in Big Sur, Palo Colorado Road at Highway 1. It is a grass fire, and what I can tell you is that the grass fire is burning in the area. It looks like the roadway is still shut down. In fact, they tell us, we have fire crews on scene. In fact, crews expect to have the fire contained by about 9 p.m. tonight. So it's a pretty significant situation right now. But the roadway will remain closed until at least early tomorrow. So again, the roadway will remain closed till early tomorrow. That's Highway 1 at Palo Colorado Road will be closed. Santa Cruz County Highway 1 southbound after Davenport. Large pieces of tire tread in the left lanes. Checking Highway 17. No problems to report.
I think they're listening. Be careful.
Hello. S-A. I just called you to say I love you.
I love you
because you,
because you
really listen. Now when I'm on the phone, well, I never feel alone, 'cause you're out there with your headphones, and you really listen.
Oh, they sure do. And I'd like you to be very vigilant over the course of the next few weeks, because it appears that the Democrats are poised to sell us out once again. And I am deeply concerned about our constitutional rights to privacy and the Fourth Amendment right to probable cause before the government can break into your house, monitor your phone calls, or intercept your emails. House Democrats plan to introduce a bill this week that would let a secret court issue one-year umbrella warrants to allow the government to intercept emails and phone calls of foreign targets, and would not require that surveillance of each person be approved individually. Now, this is a slippery slope, because a lot of people can rationalize, oh, they're foreigners. You can monitor their calls. I don't care. Well, that's where it starts. And I believe that the intentional lawbreaking that the Bush administration has been engaged in is now being suborned by many Democrats. And we've got to watch this very carefully. The ACLU pushed back at the end of the week last week, and it appears that this is now on a slower track. They have until February to revise the legislation based on the what I call the Amnesty Act that was passed in early August, that revised the FISA law and permitted this warrantless wiretapping to go forward. And we've got to keep an eye out, because I think that Democrats will try to sell this to us, saying, oh, there's some upgrades in here. There's some protections for American citizens. But the bottom line is that they are collaborating with the lawbreaking and the rollback of our constitutional rights by the Republicans. And we must speak up and speak out very clearly about that. David in Phoenix, you're on the air here on the Peter B. Collins Show. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, Peter, for defending our rights. But did you hear the latest out of Maryland? They scrambled a flock of F-16s to intercept four vintage, probably World War One aircraft over Maryland.
And this,
they're keeping us safe.
I'm a little jaded, David, because we had the Blue Angels and Fleet Week here over San Francisco Bay this weekend. And so I just have to ask a couple of basic questions. Who scrambled the F-16s? What do we know about the targets that they intercepted?
Well, there were four antique aircraft on the way to a civilian air show in Maryland. The president happened to be 25 miles away.
Okay, so you think it may have been a part of the presidential defense team?
Probably so, but, you know,
was the red
F-16s around chasing antique aircraft when they couldn't find one single F-16 on 9/11.
So do you think the Red Baron was piloting one of those planes and we had to intercept it?
Yeah, some kind of a terrorist. You know, we have to be afraid all of the time.
Yeah. Well, the other thing I've heard, and I don't know the exact dates, but I believe that there are some what do we call them, mock exercises scheduled for October that are intended to test our homeland, I hate that term, our domestic security systems. And so I'm only speculating that maybe this jet scramble was a part of one of those operations.
Well, no, it was to do with there was an advisory on this thing, but the these aircraft didn't carry radios, being antiques. So they violated the airspace over the presidency within, you know, 50-mile radius or something. So they,
well, remember, all right, when when crop dusters are outlawed, only outlaws
have crop dusters. Hey, we just did a Homeland Security exercise here in Phoenix.
Yeah, how'd it go?
They evacuated 40,000 people from the high-rise buildings in downtown on a fire drill.
Really?
Yeah.
And was Sheriff Joe there in his pink undies?
No, but they're saying that somebody's got a contract out on him, but I think that's his publicist.
Okay. David, thank you very much. Good to hear from you in Phoenix, Arizona today. More calls coming up next. You can grab a line toll-free, 888-5-PETER-B, and I'll be much obliged. I'm Peter B. Collins.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
Hello, I'm here to tell you about Central Avenue Bakery in beautiful Pacific Grove. Every day we feature the finest and freshest healthy whole grain foods with vegan and wheat-free options for those so inclined. We mill our own organic, fresh whole grain flour daily. Galina, our Russian pastry chef, turns those fresh whole grains into delicious masterpieces. Muffins, cakes, cookies, pies, banana chocolate bars, macaroons. She adds new items all the time. We also have a variety of whole grain breads, fresh homemade sandwiches, soups, and veggie entrees made with mostly organic ingredients. Our all-you-can-eat Sunday buffet with the top vegetarian entrees, soups, salads, and desserts is locally famous. We also welcome groups, parties, and catering orders. Stop in for a latte, snack, or full meal. You'll come back again and again. Come visit us at 173 Central Avenue at the corner of Dewey in the old Granary building, just two blocks from the aquarium, or give us a call at 373-2000. That's 373-2000. Central Avenue Bakery, where healthy and delicious go hand in hand.
Pam and Nancy from the Potting Shed in Aptos.
One of the biggest benefits for us are the relationships that we establish with our customers. Our customers have said that they love coming to our place because we have great stuff and great prices.
The thing that makes us unique is the mix of things. It's a very eclectic mix. We've become a destination for a lot of people. They'll bring friends out. They'll do little mini tour buses and bring friends. So we really, really appreciate that. We're located at 5752 Freedom Boulevard in Aptos.
About 2 miles east of Highway 1 heading towards Watsonville. We have everything from French soaps to linens to wall hangings.
And it's gotten to the point where people think of us when they need a gift. It's not just a utilitarian purchase or frivolous, but they make us a regular stop when they need a gift.
We're open from 10 to 5 Wednesday through Sunday. Come by, have a cup of tea. The Potting Shed.
In The Wizard of Oz, we were taken on a journey with the spirits of Dorothy, her dog Toto, a tin man in search of a heart, and a lion in search of courage. A journey to find the wonderful wizard. And along the way, adventure and friend much alien to our own. Want to take a real spirit ride? 11 a.m. Saturday morning, KRXA 540, The Quantum Leap. This week, miraculous healings with all the trimmings.
Concerned about the steady increase in home mortgage interest rates? Don't panic or overreact. Now is the time to analyze the many available options and to choose the best possible course. Leverage the equity in your home to reduce or eliminate high interest and non-deductible debt. Victor Munoz, president of Creative Mortgage, invites you for a free consultation in his Salinas offices at 201 John Street. To schedule your free Creative Mortgage consultation, call Victor at 757-0436 right now. That's 757-0436.
Dedicated to the proposition that fun, learning, and personal growth go together perfectly, Thinker Toys, with two beautiful stores on the Monterey Peninsula, has an incredible selection of fun and educational toys, games, books, and art supplies for infants to teens. For nearly 40 years, Thinker Toys owner Mark Phillips and his experienced staff have been serving the parents and children of the Central Coast. They can help you choose the perfect gift for the special child in your life. Join Thinker Toys' three generations of satisfied customers, and you'll see why Thinker Toys is the most fun place to shop on the Monterey Peninsula. Open every day. Thinker Toys is at the corner of San Carlos and 7th in Carmel by the Sea, and next to Starbucks in the Del Monte Center in Monterey. You can also order by phone, 831-624-0441. That's 624-0441. Or browse at thinkertoys.com.
Live from the left coast, it's the Peter B. Collins Show, infused with dangerous San Francisco values like compassion, justice, and a living wage. Join the conversation toll-free at 1-888-5-PETER-B and be part of Peter B.'s America.
Proclamation. 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 Proclamation.
34 minutes past the hour. We're rocking the nation from San Francisco here on the Peter B. Collins Show. We're in the free speech zone, and lines are wide open for you. It's a national holiday, and some people are snoozing. Some people are enjoying the out-of-doors, and some people just aren't listening to talk radio today. So that's your opportunity to share your comments, your views with us. Sometimes people hold back in calling because they imagine it'll be a day and a half on hold and all that kind of thing. But if you call in right now, Katrina will stop playing solitaire and take your call. 888-5-PETER-B. I don't really know that that's what she's doing. She is secreted behind a soundproof cubicle just to my left. And she may be doing wonderful things, but I know she's not answering the phone right now because nobody's calling. And you can fix that by dialing 888-5-PETER-B. 888-573-8372. Coming up before the end of the hour, film reviewer Gary Chu will join us from Sacramento. He's seen the new George Clooney vehicle called Michael Clayton and has a review for us. That's coming up a little bit later. And one of the films that I'm looking forward to seeing isn't due out until later this month. It's called Rendition. And that's a subject that I, of course, have a great deal of interest in. So we'll talk with Gary a little bit later in the half hour. Wanted to just read this to you. I have seven items here. This is from a commentary column in the San Francisco Chronicle about a week ago. And it's entitled, Seven Reasons Democrats Cannot End the War in Iraq. And I invite you to call and agree or disagree with these 7 points. Number one, lack of votes. Democrats have 50 anti-war votes in the Senate, but they need 60. To overcome the cloture rule and the threat of Republican filibusters. Of course, many of us believe that Harry Reid should let them filibuster and blow out their lungs and actually force them to carry through on the threat. Even if they cleared that hurdle in the Senate, they lack the two-thirds majorities in the House and Senate to overcome a presidential veto. Number two, public uncertainty. Two-thirds of the public want to leave Iraq, but that majority is unsure how and when to do so. Politicians also are wary that the public mood could shift. I think the public has been growing more and more certain about the need to leave Iraq. And while people may disagree on exactly how and at what speed to relocate our troops, I don't think there is much uncertainty there. Strategic uncertainty. No one knows what would happen if U.S. troops pull back, and the potential for bad outcomes is high, no matter what the United States does. Now, that is fair. I can't tell you what exactly will happen when the U.S. finally does start to draw down its troops from Iraq. I can tell you that right now we are causing more problems than we're solving. We are creating more conflict than we are reducing. And I believe that we have to simply accept that we can't predict exactly what will happen, but that doesn't mean we should stay there and just gaze at our navel and wonder when it will happen and how it will happen. Number four, the blame game. Democrats are afraid that if there's a withdrawal and Iraq spirals out of control, they'll be blamed for losing a war that might have been won. This is what I call the Curtis LeMay lament, left over from Vietnam. Number five, lack of bipartisanship. Bipartisanship doesn't serve either party's political interest. Agreement blurs partisan distinctions, makes Democrats look like they're capitulating, and forces Republicans to countenance an American defeat. Number six, guilt. Many Democrats believe the U.S. having invaded Iraq bears responsibility for stabilizing it. Well, I agree with that. The best way to stabilize it is to pull our troops out, replace them with multinational peacekeepers, and pay a boatload of money to help with the reconstruction. And finally, number seven, the Constitution. If the U.S. were a parliamentary democracy, the Bush administration would have been replaced last November. But under the Constitution, the president is commander-in-chief, and the Congress' only tool is to cut off funds for the war, which it can't do because there aren't enough votes. Well, I don't agree with that either, because you don't need all those votes simply not to bring an appropriations bill. And that's what Chairman David Obie, Democrat who chairs the House Appropriations Committee, is threatening to do. And I support that. Elaine, it says here, is stuck on the Rio Vista Bridge. Welcome, Elaine. You're on the Peter B. Collins Show.
Hello. Hi.
That would be Highway 12 in the Delta.
That's correct.
I've been there.
And we're sitting here waiting and wondering when we will leave.
Yeah, so the bridge is up and you can't pass.
We can't pass.
Yeah, is there a big barge coming up the Delta there or what?
You know, people have been getting out of their vehicles and going to the side to check to see what is this that's holding us up. And thus far, we can't detect anything.
Wow. And how long have you been there, Elaine?
Oh, it seems like I've been sitting here going on at least 12 minutes, maybe to the 15.
Huh. Because I'm a sailor, and when we take our boat up there, we do require that the bridge be lifted, but it takes about 4 minutes.
Oh, maybe something's up.
Yeah. Well, tell me what's on your mind as long as you're stuck there on the toll-free Rio Vista Bridge.
Well, what's on my mind is America. I deeply love this country. I am a public health nurse, and I've been a nurse for over 35 years. I work with the poor as well as working class folks who simply can't afford health care. And I also am a union officer of a public employees union.
Mm-hmm.
And on a regular basis over the last 14 or so years, my husband, who is also a union leader, and I, together with other people from the union, have been going to Sacramento to lobby on behalf of our patients, on behalf of our county, on behalf of the needs of working people. And it has been really, really tragic over the years to see how the mood has changed, how people have become less open to even hearing about the needs of Americans, working Americans. And, in fact, I can recall in years past that the doors would be open for us and they'd go, oh, you're nurses. My mother was a nurse or my sister was a nurse. And, you know, what's on your mind? How can we help you? And then we would proceed to say, this is what the community needs. The last couple of times we have gone to Sacramento, the mood is incredibly hostile. Republicans and Democrats do not speak to each other and indeed can be punished if seen talking to the opposite party in the hallways.
Mm-hmm.
My husband and I were blown away when we first saw Arnold's office because the letters above his office look like letters you'd find on a theater. You know, big gold letters, like chiseled letters, Arnold.
Right.
And it just seems that ego and image are running our government and corporate interest. And I wonder if anyone will ever reconsider, what about America? You know, I totally sympathize with the Iraqi people. God bless them. I think that the war was a waste. It, you know, it occurred under a pretense. We have an obligation to the Iraqi people to help organize things, but I also think we have a bigger obligation to our citizens here. Our infrastructure is falling apart. It's only going to get worse. Part of our job as nurses is to participate in disaster preparedness, and I am telling you that the 58 counties in California are in bad shape. If we have a major disaster, we are going to be really, really at risk because the infrastructure has not been tended to. Because I think our political representatives have been in bed with corporate interests for so long that I don't know if they even perceive a connection to the voting public that supposedly put them there.
Well, Elaine, thank you for your comments today because I think you're helping people see the gridlock that is there in Sacramento. And it is compounded by the moneyed interests. And a lot of legislators do what is called taking a walk. And it's not to get exercise or, you know, try to improve their health. They walk out of a committee room when a vote is being taken, so that they didn't vote either for or against a bill, and they can continue to get money from the interests that support it and get support from the people who oppose it. And this is a game that is played to a very high form, and we end up then with bills that are good bills that die in committee for lack of support, and bad bills that get rapid treatment and fast-tracked because there is money behind them. And, you know, ultimately, we've got to cut them off from the trough. We have to rein in these committees or funds that are set up that legislators control. We need to stop them from drawing their own maps, and we need to put them on an allowance and pay for their campaigns so that the corporations don't do it for us. Elaine, thanks a lot. And by the way, we checked with Metro Traffic. They said they don't know what the problem is there at the Rio Vista Bridge. Wanda in Eureka, thanks for your call. You're on the Peter B. Collins Show.
Yes, I'm actually 15 miles north of Eureka in an unincorporated area called McKinleyville.
Sure, I know McKinleyville.
I was listening to C-SPAN. I listen to them almost every morning. And somebody against the S-CHIP program being signed was talking. And while he was talking and talking about socialized medicine, somebody from Canada and somebody from Great Britain both called up and said how absolutely happy they were with their single payer or double, because one of them said they could have private insurance as well. What I have never heard addressed is how these HMOs and managed cares, and I believe Bill Frist became whatever he became, a millionaire or whatever, from the profits from that.
You're right.
I do not understand how we wouldn't have to spend any more money than we spend right now, and everybody would have health care, but I have never heard anybody say it.
Well, Wanda, it's so important, and the battle over profits made in the healthcare sector by insurance companies, by the HMOs, and by the pharmaceutical companies, there is so much money there that they can peel off a little bit here and a little bit there, throw it at politicians. And it's simply a cost of doing business for them, but it helps them hold on to these very profitable franchises and the very system that enables them to profit from your sickness. And, you know, the only way to change it, in my view, is a national single-payer program like the one that Dennis Kucinich has proposed.
But why doesn't anybody say we could have it and not spend any more money?
Well, I think Kucinich does say that, but he is marginalized because he's not a corporate candidate, and those who are willing to allow the insurance companies and pharma at the table, which includes Hillary, Barack, and to some extent John Edwards, he's tougher than the others, but he doesn't exclude them. As long as they're allowed to be the parasites on I'm struggling with my metaphor here, but on the sick bodies in America, we're going to have these problems. And we've got to crack down, and we've got to say this is not socialism. This is in the best interests of the average American for the government to become the insurer. And then
nobody contradicts him saying that England and Canada and them are unhappy, and Switzerland, and they're not unhappy.
Right.
I've been doing foreign exchange students for several years.
Well,
my
Wanda,
one is from Switzerland.
What they do is they take anecdotes, and there's one in every one of those healthcare systems where somebody had to wait a year and a half for a heart transplant, or you know, you name it. Certainly, none of these healthcare systems is perfect. But they're all better than the U.S. because everyone is entitled to care. Everyone is entitled to coverage. And until we agree that that is a right and not some sort of a privilege that you have to pay for, we're going to be stuck with this for-profit system that excludes 47 million Americans right now.
I wish people would preach more.
All right. Thank you for the call, Wanda. Great to hear from you. 888-5 Peter B. We got a couple of callers on the line. Thank you. Stay there. We'll get right to you. And if you'd like to join in, 888-573-8372. It's 47 minutes after the hour. This is the Peter B. Collins Show.
Hey, this is Stephanie Miller. You're listening to the station that encourages you to think for yourself. What a concept. AM 540 KRXA.
Doing business in Santa Cruz County since 1950, Wilson's Tire and Service has two locations to serve you better wherever you live. Both locations feature full-service, friendly, fast, same-day service, or in the words of hands-on owner Juan Escamilla,
we're fast and fair, and service is job one at Wilson's Tire and Service.
One specializes in tire, brake, and alignment services with state-of-the-art equipment. Looking for fast, friendly, same-day service from experienced pros? Come to Wilson's Tire and Service, now located in Soquel Village at Old San Jose Road in Soquel Drive in Aptos Village, across from the entrance to Nicene Mark State Park. Questions? Give Juan a call at 476-0370. That's 476-0370. Say hello to Juan and get the Wilson's Tire and Service full service.
Don't forget to ask Juan how KRXA listeners can save an additional 10% at Wilson's Tire and Service.
Terry McCarter of Clarion Mortgage is a lifelong resident of Monterey County and a truly dedicated, caring real estate and mortgage professional. With many years of experience, Terry always goes the extra mile for her clients. During your initial consultation, Terry gets to know your preferences and needs and then helps you choose the loan program that most precisely meets them. Terry takes the time to explain all details of the various options open to you, including any potential risks, and guides you through the mortgage process. If you're too swamped at your desk to stop by during the work hours, make a weekend appointment with Terry or see her after hours. Terry McCarter is your real estate and mortgage professional. Her offices are conveniently located in Salinas at 1271 North Davis Road, just across from Applebee's. Call Terry at 578-0773, 831-578-0773.
Hey everybody, let's take a look at the latest, and let's start off with our big problem being reported. It's actually in Big Sur, a big fire going on there. Not to sound redundant, but that's the truth. It's Highway 1 at Palo, Colorado, and it's a grass fire burning in the area. The roadway is shut down and has been shut down for some time now. Fire department crews are on scene. We are getting word that they are expecting to have the fire contained there by about 9 p.m. tonight. Now, the roadway is going to be shut down all the way until 9 o'clock or until early tomorrow morning. Don't exactly know when it'll be reopened, but as soon as we do, we'll give it to you. Soledad, northbound 101 before Soledad State Prison. We have two boxes of, well, get ready for this, produce in the lanes. Let's take a look at Highway 17. No problems to report there in either direction.
You've got the Peter B. Collins Show live from San Francisco. I'm glad you're listening. 888-5 Peter B. If you'd like to join in, 888-573-8372. Among the guests on tomorrow's program, Mikey Weinstein, who is fighting creeping evangelism in the military. He's the founder of the Military Religious Freedom Foundation, and he's filed a lawsuit to try to roll back the Christian influence that is not only excessive, but it is violating the constitutional rights of many non-believers in the military right now. That's coming up tomorrow at 4 o'clock Pacific time here on the PBC show. Matt in Sacramento, thanks for your call. You're on the air.
Yeah, he left out number 8 of the reasons for the Democrats, which is they're just as involved with the military-industrial complex as the Republicans are.
Mm-hmm.
And they are. Have you ever looked at the connections there with Feinstein? There's just a list of them. And anybody who says the Democrats want to stop this war is not paying any attention at all to where their money's coming from.
Well, you make a very good point.
And their districts.
Yeah. And
so as soon as they start saying, well, we're going to cut this, we're going to cut that, we're going to roll back the military, right away they're going to have the problem of a whole lot of money in their district. Not the people necessarily, but the money that puts them in office is not going to allow this to stop.
Yeah.
Anyway, so there's the sad part. Now, as for the medical thing, you know, here's the problem with our medical system. When you come right down to it, even here in America, you have to wait for care. I haven't seen it. I've got full medical care, right? I pay just a $10 copay for the doctor, so I have basically full medical.
You're doing better than me.
Of course. And now here, I went from the government. Anyway, so what they do is they put you to a nurse practitioner, and you will not see a doctor unless you want to wait for a couple of months. And that's been true not just of me, but other people I know that work for the state, same deal. And unless you go to Kaiser or someplace like that, and even then you see medical, you don't see medical doctors, you see the nurse practitioners.
Mm-hmm.
So where in the heck did they get the idea you can see a doctor when you want?
When you're on your deathbed, they might be able to find one.
No, but you see how the lie just gets perpetuated.
Yeah, it sure does.
And people should just stand up and say, when was the last time you could get the doctor the next day like you could in Germany?
Mm-hmm. Matt, thank you very much. Appreciate the call. Scott Dick is our contributor on military and vets issues, and he joins us on the line. Hey, Scott.
Hi, Peter. How are you?
I'm doing fine today. And you?
I'm fine. I was wondering, Peter, if you saw the report, the initial reports that are being downplayed by our media, but are starting to trickle out of Basra.
Just that the British are pulling out.
Yeah, and since they pulled out, it's gotten quieter there. Imagine that.
Mm-hmm.
So if the removal of British troops are leads to being, you know, that area being settled, then the big, scary conflagration, if we pull out of Iraq, may not occur, and we're starting to see evidence of that.
Well, it's mixed, though, because for the last few months, the British pulled out of central Basra and have been hunkered down at a base just north of the city. And so they haven't really been that active. And what we understand is that several of the militias, the Mahdi army, which is controlled by Muqtada al-Sadr, and the militia linked to Skiri, the Supreme Council of Islamic Revolution in Iraq, that they essentially have taken over. And the central government and the governor of Basra are essentially out of the loop. So it remains to be seen. I do agree that we may, you know, that when U.S. forces pull out, it may not be just the kind of bloodbath that people predict. But the truth is, we don't know. And I think we have to pull out eventually anyway, and the sooner we do it, the better off we will be. That said, I can't predict exactly how it'll play out.
But Peter, the bloodbath, I mean, you know what I say about optimists and pessimists. Pessimists say it can't get any worse, and optimists say it can't. It can.
Mm-hmm.
The problem was, I mean, what could be worse? They're going to bring out their nuclear weapons and start blowing each other up with those? Or they're going to assassinate people in the middle of the night? Or they're going to kidnap entire police district forces? Or they're going to kill generals?
Well,
they're already doing all that.
Yes, you're right. It can get worse. I think what would probably happen is that the Shia would simply kill every Sunni in sight. And, of course, the Sunnis are tough fighters. They were the ones who benefited the most under Saddam. And so it could be very nasty. The point I make is that it's not going to be any better if we wait 5 years or 10 years. As long as we're there, we're an irritant, and we'll never know exactly what happens until we leave. Scott, thanks a lot, and we'll talk again later this week. I want to talk about Petraeus banging the drum for Iran, saying that the Iranian ambassador to Iraq is a terrorist because he's a member of the Quds force. That's a dangerous comment. We'll talk about it later in the week. Thanks a lot. Now to Gary Chu in Sacramento. He's our film reviewer, and Gary's had a chance to review the new film Michael Clayton, which stars George Clooney. Hi, Gary.
Hi, Peter B. How are you today?
I'm doing okay, and I'm
great.
Looking at your review, and I have to confess I've never seen the FX show Damages.
It's really good. It's a great film, or rather a great series with Glenn Close and Ted Danson. It's a settled into a what you would call a post-Enron kind of story with big litigators in New York. And interestingly enough, the Michael Clayton film is a post-Enron story, too. And it comes just at about a time when the securities fraud lawsuit the Supreme Court is going to take up before too long comes along.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got Mr. Clooney and Tilda Swinton, Tom Wilkinson and Sidney Pollack, one of the producers in this film. Movie is a little bit dense, hard to follow in places, and I kind of think that the Clooney and Soderbergh, who are producers also with this film, have a kind of a forced shorthandedness with the film. But still, the film is quite smart, and it certainly is right at the bottom of things that are going on today, as the story has to do with an agrochemical business that's facing a multi-million-dollar class action suit being defended by Pollack's big New York law firm.
Mm-hmm.
And Michael Clayton is one of the junior attorneys in it, low echelon guys, who kind of fixes things and fixes the truth for big clients of this law firm that are having some trouble with the law. But Clooney's character comes face to face with his own lack of integrity toward the end, and of course George, being the political figure he is today in Hollywood and elsewhere, does well in this film, and I recommend it.
Yeah, and on a scale of 1 to 10 in the Gary Chu world, what would you give it?
1 to 10?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Most people go up to about 5 or so.
Oh.
I would give it about a 7.5 or an 8. It's pretty good.
All right.
And if I was going to say, Peter, if people want to check out the written version of my review on this, it's TulsaTVMemories.com. Is Roy about to sing?
Roy is ready here right now. Thank you, Gary. TulsaTVMemories.com.
Hi.
Appreciate it. That's it for the Peter B. Collins Show today. I'm going to play a commercial, and then I'm going home. We'll be back at you tomorrow, same time, same station. Thanks for listening.
Happy trails to you. Smiling until then.
Only I didn't put in the right commercial. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm a mess, and it's all my fault, and who can I blame except yours truly? Here we go. Here's the right commercial.
If you own a classic car, or you've been looking for a special classic, Newport Classic Motors offers complete services for all classic, exotic, and custom vehicles. Dennis Jones and the expert team at Newport Classic Motors, your one-stop classic car headquarters. They offer guaranteed services, from a taillight lens to a frame-up restoration, sandblasting, chroming, even airbrushing, pinstriping, and custom painting for cars, trucks, motorcycles, boats, and even golf carts. Get 20% off any custom paint job booked in October. Newport Classic Motors, located in Southern California near Disneyland. They can arrange quick, reasonable transport from anywhere in the U.S. They'll also buy or sell your classic vehicle fast. Call Dennis today.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
CBS News. I'm Sam Litzinger. Sprinter Marion Jones has returned the 5 medals she won at the Sydney Olympics. 3 days ago, she pleaded guilty to lying to federal investigators about using steroids. United States Olympic Committee Chairman Peter Uberoff.
A message for all the youngsters that are competing in sports. 99% of the Olympic athletes compete clean. We are committed that the 1% will be eliminated from our future competition.
He spoke in a taped release from the Olympic Committee. Jones has also agreed to a 2-year ban on competing. She could still face a prison sentence. Wisconsin officials say the sheriff's deputy responsible for yesterday's fatal shootings at an apartment in Crandon forced his way into the duplex and fired 30 rounds. 6 people were killed, 1 injured. The deputy, Tyler Peterson, later exchanged shots with law enforcement officers before he himself was killed. Crandon Police Chief John Denny says a snub from a former girlfriend may have helped set Peterson off.
They were in a relationship for a few years. They had broken up and were back and forth.
CBS News correspondent Terry Akita says Crandon is struggling to cope with these killings.
This is only a town of 2,000 people, and everyone knows everyone. So not only did they know all the victims, but they knew the shooter as well. They'd grown up with him. They'd seen him grow up in this town. So it's been very difficult. Everyone I've talked to is stunned by this.
Peterson's family is offering its apology for what he did. A Missouri judge has sentenced Michael Devlin to prison after he pleaded guilty to kidnapping one of 2 boys authorities said he held captive and sexually abused. Franklin County Prosecutor Bob Park says it's a relief to have Devlin off the streets.
This is evil incarnate. You'll never see anybody worse than this, because this is a guy that preys on our kids. You can't help but be emotional. You can't help but feeling good knowing that he's never going to see time outside of jail anymore.
Devlin faces more than 80 counts in 4 jurisdictions related to the abductions. Look around your neighborhood. You see any foreclosure signs up? CBS News correspondent John Blackstone says the mortgage mess is putting a strain on police in some areas.
In Manteca, California, police have a new job, patrolling hundreds of foreclosed houses left empty and abandoned.
Look what we see. Dead grass, bushes are dying, trees are dying.
$500,000 houses, often bought with nothing down, turned into suburban blight.
Homeowners